You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the game!
And we're on.
Hey, everybody! Welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play! This is DJ Alex, Spit of the Tunes!
Please never do that again.
Sorry!
How do we change the station?
Ryan's thinking different. It's all in his brain.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play. Today, we are playing a wonderful game, written by Jason Morningstar and edited by Steve Segedy. This evening's game is called The Murderists. It is a fiasco adventure.
Station's too dull.
Here we go. Your killers, professional, quote, murderists, out to do some murdering. You might not get along, but you will get the job done with grace and skill. At least, you would, if one of you wasn't a goddamn snitch.
I like this station.
Movie night. Munich, Ziyu Feng Bao. The Big Hit, The Boondock Saints, Red, The Expendables, Prizzy's Honor, Hisatsu Sure Death, In Bruges, Ronin, Spy Game, Leon the Professional, Gross Point Blank, and The Wire.
I've seen absolutely none of those movies. That is a lie. I've seen at least half.
I've seen a few of them. The one I remember the most is In Bruges and Boondock Saints. I haven't seen Leon the Professional, but I named my character after him.
I have seen that.
Well, Munich.
I have not seen Munich.
All right, so we are all assassins. We've done this one before.
Expendables.
Liar.
Well, I haven't put that one up.
Oh, well, so that will probably go up before this one, though.
Probably.
Nope.
So, anyway.
Put them both up at the exact same time.
It'll be confusing.
Why?
Well, no, I was joking. Oh. All right, so do we want to explain our scenario first, or do we want to go through our characters?
I think let's go through our characters.
All right.
Okay, I'm Ryan, and I'm going to be playing Carl Konigsberg. He is a contract killer groupie. He runs a blog about contract murders called The Daily Death Note, where he writes up little fanboyish articles about contract killings that have happened across the country. He's completely obsessed with one of them, the Black Card Killer. And he thinks he is the expert.
And I'm playing Charlie Mayer.
That's such a departure for you.
My name is Meyer. Charlie is the best buds with Ryan's character. I've literally known him since the day I was born. And I am the assistant of Chris's character.
We're Buffalfuls.
Buffalfuls. You know, I've written Meyer's name in my death note at least 100 times, and he's still sitting here before me. But he's been throwing up a lot, so I guess it's starting to work.
Just be something for it.
Did you write my name and then throwing up?
No.
All right. Billy Meyer, bowels constantly seizing forever.
Okay. I'm going to play Chester McDuffin.
And your name is Chris?
I guess it is, yeah.
Or is it?
Was he getting to that?
No, I wasn't. No, I forgot about that part.
I did too when I said my name. I was like, oh wait, I gotta say my name.
Maybe I'll pretend to be Ed today. I'm Ed Kress. I'm playing Chester McDuffin.
You're a douchebag, Ed. You know that?
Yes, I agree.
You heard Ed say it. That must be true.
Chester McDuffin is morbidly obese and very nearly bankrupt. And his plan is to have his ex-wife and their son killed. One, because his ex-wife is bleeding him dry from alimony, and two, because his son is a self-proclaimed YouTube sensation, and he thinks he's going to cash in on those mad YouTube bucks when he inherits the son's money when he's dead. Which isn't a good plan.
It's a perfect plan.
I'm James. I'm playing Todd Hummer. He is cousins to Chris's character, McDuffin.
The Egg McMuffin.
I guess that would make your son my second cousin, right? That's how that works? Or a cousin once removed?
Second cousin.
Yeah. So I'm doing a hit on my own flesh and blood here, apparently. And I distant.
You didn't even know you guys were relatives.
You're being paid related. Well for it, though. Yeah. Maybe.
Well, no, and those YouTube dollars.
Yeah, when those YouTube dollars come in.
And Alex and I are trained soldiers that fought together in Central Africa.
No. We trained soldiers in Central Africa.
Yeah. Oh, we
in
trained
shit-ass Central Africa.
You guys probably fought together at some point.
Well, yeah.
You trained child soldiers in Africa for blood diamonds.
We'll go with that. He is a point-and-shoot type of person, and he is looking forward for his next kill.
All right. I am Alex, and I'm playing Jean de Leon. I am a mercenary/assassin, and he is 100% business. He is not a point-and-shoot kind of guy, although he will. He is more of a slash-and-stab kind of guy. Together, James and I, we are the black card killer. We do it well enough that people think we're one person, but we're really two.
Yeah, that's how we throw off that.
And I hate Ryan because he always posts about the black card killer and gets everything wrong.
Every single detail.
Yep.
Like, down to a T. It's one guy, I swear.
One girl.
Oh, yeah, it's one girl.
Yeah.
It's a female, just from the grace and skill of how bodies are cut up or shot.
The handwriting on the card is clearly...
It's either a female...
writing no on handwriting.
The card. Yes, it's a black card.
Oh, that's right, we're the black card killer, because we just leave completely black business cards.
In random places. Where we know they'll be found.
Yep.
And the target...
Oh yeah. Our target is
YouTube sensation.
YouTube sensation.
The treasure Chet
Forrest.
Treasure Chet.
And his mom, Dolores Forrest, who is also known as his momager.
The momager.
There is only one.
There is only one momager.
Thank God.
She killed all of the other momagers and took their.
Here we are.
That could be only one.
To be kings, we're the princes of the universe.
All right, I think if I'm going to start, I'm going to start with the scene where Meyer comes and asks me to help him with this contract killing. Okay,
that's well.
You do well. You do well.
Which way do we want to take this?
You're at a basement. You're in your mom's basement.
Yeah. No. Let's see.
What a stretch.
No, that basement has a shag carpet.
That is different.
And it's a lighter green.
Mint.
There aren't as many.
The floor is the wall color, and the wall is the floor color.
This is how we'll do it. This is how we'll do it. there is it's a comic book shop, bored looking 20 something behind the counter, staring off into space, filled with larger, sweaty, unwashed guys playing magic and.
It sounds like two places I actually know.
The
only two.
The bell over the door rings as Charlie Mayer enters the shop. What does he look like?
Charlie Mayer is whatever the audience decides he looks like.
He looks like you?
He's a dotted line.
I've got to say, I have one of them.
Use your imagination, people, and decide what he looks like on your road.
Based off the way Meyer sounds.
Charlie Mayer is a short, stubby, and hairy man who gives off a very strong body odor that most people find unpleasant. He is very hairy, like to the point of having like a carpet on his body. He's one of those guys.
Okay.
And he has a thick, unkempt beard.
Well, that's Alex.
And a rat tail.
Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's how Alex sees him. Okay.
Well, you didn't describe him, so
that's
I did it for
I'm
you.
That's how I'm going to see him now. No,
yeah. He's got like a George R. R. Martin beard.
Yeah, well, no, not quite that big.
All right.
But like
I have a George R. R.
More
beard.
Of an more of an Alan Moore beard. Thing.
Yeah,
it's the rat tail that.
Well,
really
no, Alan
seals
Moore
the deal.
Would be worse.
And that's what Alex thinks of him. What do you guys think at home? Because he's
you sure
wrong.
I didn't tell him.
Oh no, no, I think it should be a little creepy. He has a thin mustache and long hair pulled back in a rat tail.
That's how you
right.
think of it.
All right, so you know what? I'll have the big beard then.
Okay.
All right.
So no, Chris has the big beard.
Okay.
Well, mine's going to be the George R. R. Martin beard. That's not huge, but it's there.
It's significant.
Yeah.
All right. So this short, stubby little guy walks across the store to a group of people very enthusiastically playing Dungeons and Dragons and taps one of them on the shoulder.
Is it us?
No.
That's Ryan.
Hey. Hang on a second, Charlie. I'll be with you in a minute. I'm on a roll here.
Okay.
The Dungeon Master reaches over and goes, "All right, Carl, roll to hit the dragon."
Here I go. His die skitters across the table and looks as if it's about to roll a one.
He just pantomime rolling dice. He's got a pile of them.
I was about to say, why don't you just roll the dice in front of you?
Well, in D&D, you roll D20s, and we only have D6s.
I will give you
the
a
sound D20. Effect would not be authentic.
Okay, hold on. I'll give you a D6.
Oh, yeah, that totally sounded like a D. No, that totally sounded like a D6.
Yeah, in fact, that sounded like a D4. I'm sorry, guys.
It didn't roll really.
It was a bad suggestion.
So the die looks as if it's about to stop at a one, and everybody sort of leans in, and then it just edges over, even though they're on opposite facing sides, if they're mathematically properly balanced.
Man,
so he's
feel way less geeky having not known that.
He's using a cheat D20, and no one's called him out on it. It rolls over to the 20, and he stands up and throws his arms up in triumph. Nat 20!
All right.
Ooh, you should knock over a bottle of soda with his stomach.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, he knocks over
covered in soda.
He
now.
Knocks over a cup of Mountain Dew with his pretty prodigious gut.
Everyone jumps. God damn it, Carl!
Gushing
not
out
again.
Onto all.
I have my DVDs on the table.
I don't know why I play with you guys anymore.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Are you using your weighted die?
What? The GM grabs the die and
just inspects the.
This is not mathematically proportioned. That's it, Carl. You're exiled from the group.
Oh, I...
The GM grabs the character sheet and rips it, and then rips it again into confetti, and then tosses it up into the air.
Sorry, dude. I didn't think they
you
should have so
used it to clean up the soda.
Shut up, Bernice.
Oh, that's what I thought. Oh, I thought this was a good group.
What do you want, Charlie?
I have something to ask you. It's a private matter that we need to talk.
Whatever you can, whatever you have to ask me, you can ask me in front of the group.
No, they can't.
We're not your friends anymore, douche.
And I used to like you.
It's about your blog.
What about my blog? You guys know I run a blog on contract killings?
Yes,
no one cares
about
this stupid blog.
My God, if I hear about the blog one more time.
I did this really great article the other day about the black card killer.
Shut up!
We can go talk about it somewhere when we aren't playing D&D.
Yeah, hey, guys, you want to get out of here?
Yeah, definitely. This voice is annoying to do.
Goodbye, Carl. They all get up and walk away.
Why did I start with that?
He picks up the torn remains of his character sheet. Well, that's just great, Charlie. That's just great. Last time they kicked me out of the group was a whole month before they let me in again.
Just buy them some more Doritos.
I was about to hit level 4.
Doritos aren't going to cut it this time.
I might have to go for a whole pizza.
Listen, dude, I think the contents of this conversation is best said in private.
You look around, there's no one in the store. Everybody left.
Even the guy behind the register. Outside smoking a cigarette with the kids that were just leaving.
Alright. The guys, I guess.
Well, they were complaining to him. Step into my office. He leads you into the tiny bathroom at the back of the comic book shop. The toilet is just completely stuffed. It is disgusting. He actually reaches over and turns on the fan. So there's this half-hearted whirring sound over this entire conversation.
I was half expecting you to say you pulled on your pants and started taking shit during the conversation.
No. Now, what do you want to tell me while I'm on the throat?
Speak to your king.
You sure this room is safe? You expect it for bugs and everything.
You would do that.
I'm pretty sure it's safe, Charlie.
Fuck no, this place is riddled with cockroaches. Yeah.
Can we say that Carl takes out his phone, it opens up his bug spotter app, and runs it over, even though it does nothing?
Yeah. The NSA is watching us.
I'm going to need to put our cell phones in the refrigerator if you want complete privacy.
I think it's best.
He takes your phone, opens the bathroom door. There's a little mini fridge outside. He sticks them in there.
It's terrible for phones.
I'm so confused. What the fuck would that accomplish?
You never heard that story?
It would block the radio.
Which is supposedly Edward Snowden. When he had meetings with journalists, would take their cell phones and put them in the fridge.
That doesn't do anything.
No,
right?
It doesn't.
Okay.
Good job.
It supposedly blocks the signal, but you need like something that's
like
actually
the old time
designed
fridges.
To be a Faraday cage.
Enjoy Russia.
It makes him seem more mysterious, though.
He sticks the cell phones in the mini fridge that with some like half empty cartons of Chinese food and the rest of the bottle of Mountain Dew that didn't spill on the table.
Well, there is no more Mountain Dew.
Maybe there's a full bottle of Mountain Dew.
And he actually takes the full bottle of Mountain Dew into the bathroom with him and opens it.
So what do you need, Charlie? All right. Well, it seems that my employer, a one Mr. Chester McDuffin, has
never heard of him.
I talk about it all the time, but he's my employer for a year now.
Everyone calls him Egg McMuffin.
Egg Whoa! McMuffin.
Oh, right, your jerk boss.
Yeah.
Mr. McMuffin.
He seems to have, given me the task of, I can't believe I'm saying this, he's forced me to assassinate his mother and his ex-wife and his son.
But that's serious business there, Charlie. No. You're looking at like 50, 100K, especially for a kid.
Wait, tell him who the kid is.
you gotta find the right operator for this thing, because not everybody will do kids.
And he's giving me rules. He says, I gotta off the wife first, make it look like a suicide, and that's when I take that kid down. I don't know anything about this. It wasn't on my resume. I don't know why he's giving me this job.
Charlie, you come to the right place.
I mean, no, I have.
I know a guy. I know a couple of guys, actually. I know about a couple of guys.
Okay.
I think maybe I can get in touch with one of them.
Okay.
But I'm warning you, it's going to cost you a lot of money.
All right. What if I say his kid is the treasure chest?
The YouTube kid?
Yeah, it's his kid, man.
The kid who got all those girls to cut themselves?
Yeah, that's him, man. I don't even know. Yeah, that Twitter post made all those girls cut themselves. Why would a kid would make a Twitter post that say, cut yourself, and they do? Good grief.
I know. He's a self-proclaimed YouTube sensation.
I know.
Huh. That might complicate things a little. Okay. Might make things simpler, actually. So that kid's really annoying.
Yeah, he is really annoying. He calls me needle dick and kicks me all the time.
All right.
Let's go to a flashback.
You fucking needle dick!
Get away from me, you butt pirate!
I want 2 McDonald's Happy Meals! 2 toys! Daddy'll eat all the extra food, the lard ass!
Well, I'll tell you what, Charlie. I'll get in touch with some of my contacts.
Okay.
And I'll see if they can get an estimate for you. But go back to your boss and see how much money he's willing to lay out up front.
All right.
This is gonna be an expensive job. I'm telling you that.
All right. So, what are we thinking of the price range here?
Like I said, 50-100K probably. However, the kid is really, really annoying.
Yeah.
That might cut down the price a bit. People might be willing to kill him just to shut him up.
Yeah.
Pro bono hit.
Pro bono
the,
hit.
The wife will charge for it, but the son will be. It will be a buy one get one deal.
Ask around with all your assassin buddies and see who has to give the best estimate. You know,
I'll go right to the email list.
Okay.
You in there, Carl? I need to take a shit.
I'll be right out. God damn it!
Hurry up! I'm turtling.
Shut up! We're talking in here.
What the fuck are the two of you in there for?
Jesus Christ, I told you not to pull this shit, Carl.
We're talking business, Terry.
Then get an office, Carl.
This is my office.
My shitter is not your place of business.
I just lost a bunch of customers because of you.
And God damn it, who put these phones in the fridge?
And see.
Okay.
That was wonderful. Alright. I'm gonna give this to Alex for that great ending line.
God damn it. I'm still laughing about it.
Who put these phones in the fridge?
It's not that funny, but the more I try to stop, the more I laugh.
Oh, God.
Alright, Ryan, are you up?
Alright, so I guess I'll establish that this is the email of me coming to my boss and telling...
Anybody want water? I'm going to get water.
Yeah, yes, I'll take
please. Yeah, please.
I'm okay, I still got a bunch of that.
And talking and asking, and telling him about, talking about this thing in my jigger. This caper he's got me
to.
So I guess...
caper.
Go ahead and hand Meyer one of them black dice. This ends bad for him.
I told my friend... Yeah. I can see that ending.
So
there.
I guess I go back. I go back. I went to talk to.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
It is cold. What the fuck was it outside?
It was in the fridge.
Oh, okay.
I talked to Carl. I talked to Carl during my lunch break.
Yeah.
So, you get back late from lunch.
I go back late, and I guess I go to.
Charlotte.
Oh God. Yes, Miss
Charlie. Is that you?
Yes, Mr. Duff.
Get in here.
Okay, Mr. Duff.
I'm fucking starving.
I'm sorry. What?
Did you bring my burritos?
Yes, I got all your burritos.
Give me.
Got all 10 of them. Here you go.
He's got a huge bag of burritos.
I almost ran out of emergency hamburgers. I'll help you know.
What about your chef, sir?
What about him? You know he has this week off.
Oh gosh.
He left me 4 dozen hamburgers. I'm down to 1 dozen. It's only Wednesday. I need some burritos.
I don't know how he thought that was going to get me through the weekend.
Oh. All right, here's your huge bag of burritos. I have good news, by the way, about the job you've given me.
You got the burritos. Good job. Yeah, I see.
No, about... The other job about... Oh, well.
Burritos!
I know a guy, and he knows a guy, and he's who might kill your.
Whoa! That.
Yeah, that's.
Did you put your phone in the fridge?
Yes, I did, sir. I remembered it.
Okay, all right. Go ahead and talk then.
Well, as I said, I know a guy, and he knows a guy, and he's gonna get his best estimate. He said it might be a little expensive, probably. So he's gonna get back to me as soon as he can, and I gave him all your specifications.
What specifications?
Well, you know, your wife gets killed first, and it's a suicide, and then you go for the kid.
Oh, well, look, I don't know where you got that order thing from. I don't really care what order you do it in. The problem is they're both dead, and it looks like a suicide.
You literally wrote it down and gave me on a list.
Because it's on a list doesn't mean you have to fulfill it in order.
You made me write it down.
All right.
He holds up. He holds up a piece of paper, and it's literally just ketchup stained.
Where'd you get that ketchup?
From your mouth, sir, and your fingers, and your beard,
third or fourth chin,
beard area.
So when are you gonna get this kid out of my hair? Tired of being called a needle dick.
It takes a while, sir.
Just go fucking stab him or something.
When was the last time you saw your toes, needle dick?
Sir, listen. It's hard. You can't rush these things because I don't want to go to jail because I wouldn't do very good well in jail.
Too pretty.
Well, it's not like you do pretty good anywhere else. So,
plus. If I go to jail, you go to jail.
No way. Well, you're the fall guy, remember? We went over this. This part, you should definitely write down.
Okay, I'll write it down.
I'm the fall guy.
I am the fall guy.
I forgot.
Not me, you. You're the fall. Oh man, is this one chicken?
Sir. But... if the cops ask me if I get arrested, if the cops ask me who else was involved, I'm gonna have to say you. You know me. I can't lie.
Don't lie, then. Just don't say.
Do we ever establish what Mr. McDuffin does for a living?
Nope.
Nope.
Can we say that you own a used car dealership?
Yes.
That's perfect.
I think it would be even better. Video rental store.
Okay.
Oh, yes. God.
Like, he has no DVDs. It's all VHS and
still porn.
Ooh, a porno store.
A porn video store.
Just videos.
Just videos, though, yeah.
Videos and still dopes.
A Great American Challenge.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be too much for your guy. Just video. The classics.
How about magazines?
Magazines and videos.
He's got like a dirty office under a neon sign that says adult.
It's like 70s. It looks an awful lot like the comic store. Even to the point where I have back issues of magazines in the little slips in egg crates that you can go buy back issues of. Okay.
Is it just down the block from the comic store in the same shopping center?
I think we should have that.
Yeah, you know what? It should be...
across the street.
Across the street. Okay.
Yeah.
How'd you get back late?
Because the burrito place I sent him to is very far away.
He's very specific about it. He wants his food. So that's all I have to say.
Well, get back to peddling smut then.
It's not my job. I'm your assistant. I guess I have to assist you. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Don't tell me what your job
is. Assist me at the register.
Your job, what I've said, is if I say sell some porno, you sell some porno. If I say go get me lunch, you go get me lunch.
You want me to go get you lunch?
If I say go get me a mid-meal snack, like these burritos, you go get me the mid-meal snack. And if I say kill my wife and son, you kill my wife and son. And you get to the fucking register.
I understand, sir.
There are a couple teenagers coming in here just now.
That's illegal. What teenagers can't go? Should I kick them out then?
No! No, there are only customers.
Oh, gosh.
It came from the comic book shop.
Those kids went poor, and you rent them poor, goddammit. I don't make money off of adults who can legally obtain it. Fucking internet is killing me. Fucking internet. Fucking YouTube. Fucking shit. Get out of my house!
Okay, sir. Oh, God. Don't throw
burrito.
He doesn't
throws the rest of the burrito at you. Yeah. And it lands on your chest. It's just,
you just hear splat.
It hits the door on the way out.
You just hear splat.
And then later on, you hear him going over to the door and eating the remains of the burrito off the floor.
I never should have thrown this one. This is a good one. Oh, it's a chicken. Chicken one. I should have thrown a steak.
I'm surprised you didn't get to the customers jacking off in the bathroom. Told you to go clean out the bathroom.
Well, that can happen later. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll give my bad diet a crit.
Yeah. This really does have to end badly for me, I think. Alright. So, I think for my scene, while you're out selling smut to underage children, I'm going to call up my cousin because you're obviously a fuck-up and he is definitely in this sort of business. So after I finish with my burritos, no, and maybe...
So, 5 minutes later.
That's not true. I want to be eating burritos during this.
Yeah. So it's not like it's after the door slams, after you eat the one off the floor, and then you just sit down in your chair and just flip through your Rolex. Rolodex.
No, you open your safe for your backup burritos.
No, backup burgers. They were cheeseburgers.
No. You open the fridge, there's a case of a dozen burgers, and your cell phone. Take it out.
I take both of them out.
Which completely defeats the fucking purpose of putting your phone in the fridge if you're gonna hire a hit over a cell phone.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna be very careful about how I say it. So, one ringy dingy. Two ringy dingy.
Hello?
Todd?
Yes?
It's your cousin Chester.
Oh, hey Chester, I haven't seen you since, what was it, like 3 Christmases ago.
Yeah. Last Christmas with my prick son.
How's the little nephew? How's my how's the little one doing?
You watched him on YouTube?
No, I don't go
good.
On. Okay.
He fucking hates me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, how's the wife?
Ex-wife.
Oh,
fucking hates me.
Oh, wow. Yeah, things seem to be going really good for you, I guess.
No. That's not the point at all.
Alright, well, what can I... what can I help you with?
Last time we spoke, it was about your business. You know, that thing that you do.
Are you on a cell phone?
Of course.
Don't worry, I put it in the fridge.
Don't worry, it's still cold from the fridge, though.
What? Okay.
They can't track you when the signal's cold.
I'm going to say my character just stops because his brain stopped at this point, and he's just listening. You just hear him breathing on the other end.
So, I was wondering if you could help me out with some of your merchandise.
Are you still at your adult store?
Yeah.
Well, I'll come down and visit you, and we'll talk. Maybe do you want me to bring anything? Some candy or some chips or
all of the above. Maybe a few chalupas.
All right.
The chance.
All right, yeah, that'll...
I love those fucking chalupas. Man, if I murdered chalupas to that bitch. Man, I'm a little chalupa kid.
Little chalupa kid.
Children can probably give me a needle dick.
Listen, I wanna give you a homework assignment before you get over here, though.
Yeah, okay.
You gotta go on the fucking YouTube. I need you to look up Treasure Chat.
Treasure Chat? That sounds like a douchebag.
It's my son.
Oh.
So you're right. Watch a few of his fucking videos. You need to see. You need to see what the problem is.
All right. I'll check out your kid on the internet, and then when I'll come down and visit you, it'll be a nice family gathering.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It'll probably see you.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring my partner with me because we're in the middle of a job right now.
I'm in the store all night.
Hurry up! I cannot clean up all this blood by myself.
Yes.
Just ask Charlie. Tell him I'm expecting you.
Okay. Look for Charlie and tell him you. Okay.
All right.
Oh, how is Charlie? I haven't seen him since Thursday.
He's a waste of space.
I remember him not eating too much at last Thanksgiving or the last that you were at.
Are you thinking of someone else? I never brought Charlie along.
I guess I must be thinking of someone else. He's the little hairy guy that you have with the rat tail.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh.
I don't know. I always forget what he does. Maybe he did come to Thanksgiving one time.
Alrighty. So, I'll talk to my partner, and then I'll come down and see you.
All right, man. I gotta put my phone back in the fridge before it warms up.
Okay.
All right, man. I look forward to seeing you.
All right.
I don't want the feds getting a hot signal.
Yeah. Oh, wait, so that ended good for you, I guess.
Yeah, that ended well for Chris.
Yay!
I decided to tweet some of our good lines.
I get a good die.
Yeah. I hope this ends well for you and bad for me. That's how I see it going. Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll set up me talking to my partner about our next mission.
Okay.
Alright, so you guys are as crappy as and dirty and tiny as Chris's office is. It looks like Chris has to pretty much wedge himself into it.
I'm pretty sure that's not because it's tiny, though.
In order to get in. You guys are in a huge, opulent office.
No, I don't think we have an office.
No.
Just where we are.
Yeah. There's a body on the floor, and you're standing there with gloves and a silenced pistol.
I'm trying to get him out of the paper shredder.
And James, you're sitting behind a massive oak desk with a computer terminal on it, and you hang up the phone.
Are you done now?
Yeah, I'm done. I take my feet off the desk.
How many times do I have to tell you not to do that? You leave so many footprints.
It's okay. Then I clean them up really well afterward.
What was that?
Who was on the phone?
Oh, it was my cousin. He actually... do you know putting your phone in the fridge actually cools down the signal so the feds can't get them?
That's bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's a good thing he didn't say anything important. But, yeah, apparently he wants us to take care of his wife and son. Told me to look him up before we go visit him.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to stop doing an accent. That is surprising.
I go on the computer and I start looking up
Treasure Chat.
Treasure Chat. Apparently he calls himself Treasure Chat.
What?
Yeah, and like we pull up a video of him doing...
I fucking hate that kid.
His videos are called things like Digging for Gold.
Here's one of him.
Shiver Me Timbers.
I take
they're
out.
They're all pirate themed.
I take out like a long knife with a serrated blade. And I start slicing into the body. My little niece says all she talks about treasure chest. Do you know he told her to cut herself?
What? I look up, they're like, yeah, there it is. There's his tweets. Cut for check.
My sister called me beside herself, saying she didn't know what to do.
Play the movie. The cutting movie.
It's part of his music video of cutting himself.
Yeah, the Treasure Chat Cut Yourself Challenge.
Hey, y'all, this is Treasure Chat right here. If you're really one of my fans, you'll cut yourself and send me a picture.
There are a thousand.
If you aren't, you're a stupid butt pirate.
I pick up the leg I just cut off and chuck it at the computer.
Hey! You knock it over and it starts playing him berating the mummager on, like somebody caught, it's like a... Somebody caught a picture of him berating, like a video of him berating his mom in public.
Momager, you're a loser, Momager. Come change my pants, Momager. I pooped in it.
That's the one they want us to kill?
Yeah, both of them, actually. I think we can do a buy one, get one deal with this.
Oh, my pants are poop! Pick up!
You better change my son's pants right now, immediately.
Yeah, but you better look at my penis, you butt pirate.
Do not look at his penis. If I see you looking at his penis, you will go straight to prison.
Please turn that off.
I shut the computer down. I just pull the plug out. Like, no, I couldn't even wait for that to do it by itself. That had to happen that way.
All right. So,
I think I want to do the kid for free, but the bomb, we definitely
standard can. For the mom.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll finish chopping up this body, and then once we scatter it around the office, then we'll go talk to your cousin.
All right.
Wait, I think I just
I take the leg that you threw and put it up on a shelf. You think it looks good up there? Should I put it more of an angle?
A little to the left.
A little to the left, all right.
You know, I think I decided that the kit, the treasure chest, whenever he talks, he sings instead.
Yeah, butt pirate! Needle dick!
They're gritty. They killed me.
I take the guy, I cut off his head, tie it to the ceiling fan, and turn it on.
Oh, dude, cool. Oh, I forgot to put my goggles on.
No, I warned you.
Oh, what is that thing where you pour the paint in the paper that's spinning?
Spin art?
Spin art.
Okay, spin art.
He has, like, bloody spin art.
Oh, that's the last thing I do when we leave.
You turn the fan on.
I turn the fan on. And yeah, I guess that ended well for us.
Yeah.
Well, for you, so you get that done.
Yeah.
Give it away.
Give it away now. Yeah, I'm going to give it to Ryan.
It to Chris because he was at a daily for him.
Oh, yeah, I should have given it. All right, well, I'll do it.
Yeah.
You're up.
All right, I'm going to establish.
Okay.
We are going to the porn shop to meet his cousin. So we're driving probably like a black Lincoln Navigator. I'm wearing
sexy
black leather gloves and just, you know, black jeans and a black t-shirt. Jean de Leon, his head is completely bald. He has no facial hair, so he doesn't leave hairs at crime scenes. And, of course, he has a long scar going down over his eye and, like, down his cheek. And he pulls up. Is this the place?
Sadly, yes.
Really? It's called Smuts.
Yeah. He's a distant cousin.
Not the most clever sort, is he?
Mixed stuffins.
Yes.
What can I say? My cousin's got no class. I wear our nice, like, nice suits and nice car.
Well, I'm not wearing. You might be wearing.
Yeah, I'm wearing a nice suit. But yeah, it's tie.
You walk in. There's a shifty guy. Looks like a heroin addict browsing the porno mags.
And a bunch of kids looking.
Kids like, you know, looking really terrified, trying to buy a Playboy. Like five of them buying one Playboy. And there's a really bad early '80s porn. Obviously, low quality VHS playing on an old TV,
a tube TV,
a CRT,
a seven. No, I guess.
And it's behind one of those cages, so no one can rip it off the wall.
12-inch TV,
14.
Okay.
Customers need to be able to see it. I remember when those were the standard, but the internet nowadays. I'm surprised people are even in here.
Doesn't look like there are many.
Mm. I think that's Charlie behind the counter.
Oh, maybe. Mr. Hummer, how are you doing? Is this your partner?
Yes, he's we're business partners. How you doing, Charlie?
Okay. John just stands there with his arms crossed.
What are you doing here for? You want to talk to Mr.
Yeah, your boss called. But he told me to bring some snacks, and I'm holding up a baggie full of snacks.
Why didn't he ask me to go?
Charlie!
Yes, mister?
Are they out there with food?
He heard the bag jiggling.
Yeah. you're
quit cause, fucking holding him up there! I'm fucking starving!
Okay, give him. It's just. I'll leave this way just in case Riff Raff comes.
Come on, Todd, get back here!
I slip a thing of yodels on the desk for you.
It's for you, buddy.
Okay. I walk past.
When you walk in, what the hell's my name? Chester.
Chester
kind of like sucks in his gut and gets out from his chair, kind of waddles over to you and gives you this big hug.
Whoa.
Oh, Chester, how are
it's
you doing?
So long.
Yeah.
You're getting wet. You're sweating a lot.
Yeah, good. I do like the quick pat and just like, yeah, and I go to.
Who's this guy?
It says,
my name is Jean.
Jean, nice to meet you. He sticks out a huge, sweaty ham hand.
I don't shake it.
He's more of the quiet type.
Jean just stands there with his arms crossed still.
He's not really what you call a people person.
We're here to discuss business.
All right. Let me just get back behind my desk over here. You guys,
in the chair. Like, make the most really groaning sounds you've ever heard a chair make.
It's the most defeated possible sound that any furniture you've ever heard.
That it can't
kill me.
That's the groaning sound the chair makes.
You guys,
I shut the door.
You guys mind putting your cell phones in the refrigerator?
I'm not putting my cell phone in the fucking refrigerator.
I don't want anyone to listen in.
In our business, we don't have cell phones that can be listened in on.
I just put them in the refrigerator. It's safer.
No, trust us. It's fine. We're professionals.
Where do you get one of those phones?
In our special
mail
business.
Order catalog.
Unless they set you back. It sounds like something I would use. Instead of always having to
put I look around the office.
Phone in the refrigerator.
More than you can afford.
I don't know if I like your friend.
I don't like you.
Why did you come?
Business. And I hate your son.
Well, I'm warming up to you. Alright. Well.
Then I put Chester. What's my name? Chester, right?
Yes.
That's his phone in the refrigerator.
I want a fancy schmancy, yeah.
Can't be too careful.
No.
It's out of your chair. I accidentally kicked it.
Fucking phone doesn't work right.
Oh, God. I'm
gonna get a new phone every week.
Sorry, but that didn't help.
That helped me get up.
Which is what I didn't want to do.
So you bring those chalupas?
Yeah, I throw chalupas and candy and a bag of it on.
You're the best man.
There's some hostess in there.
How much that set you back?
And Twinkies. Don't worry about it.
Just get it from Charlie on the way out.
What?
He'll just take it from the register. Yeah, just get it from Charlie on the way out.
Don't worry, we got it from our last client's office.
Our last client gave it to us. He wasn't hungry anymore.
He had no need for it.
For the bummers I need in this line of work. No one ever brings me a sandwich, apart from my awesome cousin. So
you want the ex-wife and the kid?
Go on!
Any preference into style?
It has to look like an accent. I need to get some money.
Insurance job, typical.
But I inherit all the YouTube money.
I don't think there is YouTube money.
We both hate the kid. We'll do him for free. Wife's gonna cost you the standard rate.
I don't know what that means. I don't collect no money until after I inherit the YouTube money.
Well, then you don't have a hit.
Well, why don't you go ahead and kill the kid for free, and I'll get all the money, and then I'll pay you to kill the wife.
Who has custody of your son?
It's a joint custody for the courts, but the wife never brings him, and I never go get him.
You know, for some reason, I believe that. I don't think...
Mr. McDuffin, if we were to just remove your son, all of his money would go, and money and assets would go to your ex-wife.
Well, you gotta kill them both, or we'll get the money from me.
He's not following.
We need to be paid up front before we can...
But we're family. You can't trust family. Who can you trust? I'm not gonna stiff you. I just don't have it now.
Why don't you give us half up front?
No, you're done listening to me. I don't got it.
Maybe we'll just take it from Charlie on the way out.
Yeah, sure, if he's got it. I don't care where you hear. I don't think I pay Charlie enough.
I highly doubt you do.
Your phone starts ringing, by the way.
He certainly doesn't take any fucking vacations. That's my phone in the refrigerator. Do not mind not overburn anything sensitive for a minute.
Don't answer it. Make sure it's cold first.
Sure, we'll just sit here quietly for a moment.
I'm not sitting in that
chair. Yes.
I'm not sitting either.
It's McDuffin. It's Charlie.
Charlie, you're 4 feet away.
I know. That's what I'm... You're talking loudly, and everyone in the store hears what you're saying. Also, I thought you told me to do the job. You're getting these guys to do it? Am I off the hook then?
No.
Oh.
I gotta cover up my braces.
Oh. Okay, well,
You just pay attention to those kids. You gotta make sure they don't steal nothing.
Okay, what should I do? Should I hear it? Should I lock the doors?
They're kids. They're always gonna believe what they say. Oh.
Okay.
Listen, I gotta get off my phone before someone overhears this.
Okay.
Before the signal warms up too much.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God. You hear through the phone. You hit the phone. Let's get out of here! And they grab a bunch of magazines and run.
Oh, Mr. They're stealing everything!
Get him! Oh, stop him! Get him!
There's too many. I can't do it.
He's trying to stand up out of his chair, but he's too fat and aggravated. And he just keeps, like, sitting up and falling back.
They're stealing my porn! They're stealing my porn!
I think Lee, Jean grabs a paperweight off the desk, opens the desk door, the office door, sees one of the kids running and just throws it at him in the back of the head and knocks him out. There's one.
And the kid falls and he had the magazines. They all go...
Not knocks him, but knocks him down.
Knocks him down. The magazines go flying across the floor.
He's trying to get up, and he trips over a few of them, but manages to get out the door.
I jump on him. I got him!
I like where you work, sir. I'm going to liquidate my business to pay you guys. Charlie, you're fired! Charlie!
Well, yes?
You're fired!
So does that mean I'm off the hook?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, God.
You're just fired from this job.
You're technically an accomplice at this point.
Okay, do I leave or stay?
No, you're still my employee. The business is just going under.
Oh, okay, I'll put out the sale. I'll put out the sign. It's going to close. Going out of business sale.
You switch the sign from open to for sale.
I'll switch the sign then, sir.
Alright.
I feel like you have like a cot like upstairs where this is like where you live, so you have like...
In that case.
So, do we have a deal?
He says and reaches his hand out.
25,000 now, 25 when the job's done.
How much do I get paid again? Do I get 25,000? That's pretty good.
Why don't you go clean up the shop?
Yes, sir.
He's your cousin, Todd.
Yeah, sure. Then
he goes to reach for your
hand.
Are
we doing this whole thing pro bono?
Not the whole thing, just the kid. But if he's giving us partial with the shop...
All right.
Sir, what should I do with the kid? Should I clean around him? He's
just shove him on the sidewalk.
Oh, okay. There's a very small pool of blood.
He's not moving or breathing.
He's not dead.
Oh, okay.
Just clean up the rest. We'll get to it in a second.
Okay, sir.
So, Todd, do a little deal.
If you can come up with half now, then yes.
So, Chester reaches out his hand to shake. And as you go to grab it, his chair breaks and falls. And I think that's where it ends.
Get me another one from the chair closet!
How does that end for Alex? Good or bad?
Probably bad.
Yeah, I'm going to say bad.
Because he got roped into this job.
I'm going to give that one to James.
Yeah.
I'm a nuke.
Oh. Nuclear. Nuclear.
Oh.
All right. So, Ryan, back to you.
You're up.
All right.
Oh, fuck. We need to tilt. Let me grab that.
Yeah, we're going to need that.
All right. I'm going to establish.
Established.
We're going to say that...
Not yet, no.
It's later that night, after your shift has ended, Meyer.
Yeah.
You went back to your apartment. You have a shitty bedsit apartment.
Yeah.
You're microwaving some ramen.
Mm. How about chili, the mac and cheese?
Okay.
Insta-Mac?
Easy Mac?
Yeah, Easy Mac, that's it.
Is a Mac.
Just as the microwave beeps, you hear a knock at the door.
Huh. I look through into the little... People.
The people that doesn't have a glass in it. It's just a hole.
It's just
so they can see you looking out at them.
You see Carl. He's wearing a t-shirt that's a size too small for him. It hugs his man tits and his gut. he's also wearing mirror shades and a fedora. One of those little trilby hats.
Who is this?
Could it be a tuxedo t-shirt?
Yeah, he's wearing a tuxedo t-shirt.
Hey, who is it? Who are you?
A Charlie.
A t-shirt and a clip-on tie.
Charlie. He takes off the mirror shades. It's me.
Oh.
It's Carl. Let me in.
Okay. Where'd you get the fedora?
Are you kidding? I have a whole tree full of them at home.
Oh. All right. Let me just lock this up.
This is a black fedora day. Usually it's a plaid fedora day.
What's the difference?
I didn't want to stand out.
Yeah, I wanted to be inconspicuous.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Well, I have some news for you. Well, wait. I'm not sure if this house is bugged, though.
It's your house. You've probably scanned it with that app.
Oh, did you scan it with that app that I showed you?
Yeah, give me your phone. I'm putting it in my fridge.
All right, so he sits you down.
You have to speak low because I'm not sure if my neighbors are spying.
Okay.
Don't worry, we're not.
Well, listen. I went on the email list and I got some estimates from some people. This is probably going to be a major job. Like I said, some of them are willing to give you a discount on the kid because he is really an annoying little shit.
Yeah.
But they want full price for the mom.
How much is that?
You're looking at least $75,000, maybe $100,000 if you want the job done by a real professional.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, I just realized something.
What?
Oh, Chester's cousin's an assassin. Oh, God, I didn't think about just now.
You mean Chester hired somebody else to do this job?
Yeah, to his cousin... And, I don't know, some scary Mr. Clean guy.
I don't know. I know all the big assassins. I know all the players in the game. Tell me about them. What do they look like? What are their names?
His name is Todd Hummer.
Okay.
And then, I don't know the other guy's name. He didn't say anything.
Alright, well, I don't know any Todd Hummer. Maybe he used an alias. But from the descriptions you've given me, I don't know. They don't sound familiar. They must be amateurs.
Oh, probably. I mean, I think...
They couldn't be on the level of the Black Blood.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're talking about 100,000, they were going in like 50, so I guess they weren't as good.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely amateurs then.
Yeah.
They're probably going to do a half-assed job of it. Okay. Might even get caught.
Oh, God. I went to dinner. I had Thanksgiving dinner with Todd. It's weird seeing he killed people. I can't get over that now. Oh, God.
Well, listen, you're technically in on this. So am I.
I know. What if they half-assed Well, I mean, if, as you say, they're amateurs, they're not professionals, so what if... Because they know I'm in on it, so what if they whack us?
Oh, crap. You know, we're gonna... I can think of only one thing. We're gonna have to do this job. We're gonna have to do this
job. Wait, that's the only solution.
Do you have $75,000 or $100,000 to do a hit?
No.
Now listen. I know all the moves. I've been studying this for years. I know how to kill some motherfuckers.
I've been preparing my whole life for this.
Plus, I've been watching that little prick's videos all day, and I'm fired up. Yeah.
Oh, so we could collect the money.
I can't stand that he got all those kids to cut themselves. What kind of piece of human filth does that? You know, he has a video of him throwing shit at passerbyers. He just stands on his roof and hawks dog shit at them.
Some of it might have been his.
He even films the dog shitting. Sticks the camera right in its ass.
Oh, Carl, I don't know. I'm not good with blood. I don't...
No, listen. There doesn't have to be any blood. We have to do this very subtly.
Okay.
He's got the... Listen.
What are you thinking?
I got some Urukanji jellyfish.
Because you could just get that off.
Look.
Got it off eBay.
I got this off eBay. He takes it out of his back pocket.
I forgot about the fucking jellyfish.
There's a little tube. Look, I got about 100 of these things.
Oh my, what are they?
It's a tiny thumbnail sized jellyfish swimming in a little vial of water.
Okay, so how's it jellyfish?
They're Australian fucking jellyfish.
Okay. Everybody knows everything from Australia is going to kill you.
You know it's terrifying because it's from Australia. Okay, listen, they're the most poisonous, the most venomous jellyfish on Earth.
So what are we going to... How are we going to kill them?
Okay.
Jellyfish.
Okay. We have to... Look at this. He has a shoulder bag. He takes out his laptop. Look.
Yeah?
You see this?
Yeah.
After each one of this little prick's videos...
Okay.
He takes a dive into his pool.
Yeah.
Like he's walking the plank.
I know. I'm the person who has to clean the pool.
That's perfect. You can sneak the fucking jellyfish into the filter.
Oh.
He jumps into the water. Fucking 50 of these things sting him. And he's dead like that.
But what about his wife? I mean, she's already a nice lady. And I don't think I want to feel comfortable trying to kill her. And also, he fired me today. Okay. Jellyfish. So, what about the mom? What about the momager?
That's a tough one. Alright.
Oh, you two have to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm seeing who had it.
Look. I didn't want to do this,
uh-huh.
But I'm gonna have to take one for the team. he takes one of those little plastic carrying cases out of his shoulder bag, pops it open, and he's got a pistol disassembled.
He starts
assembling it, putting it together. He actually drops the spring, and it rolls away. Shit, get that!
Okay,
get that, that's important!
Okay, I can't get
it. After he gets it all together, the clip just keeps falling out.
God damn it! Look, why I'm gonna have to kill him.
I don't know. Why was the gun disassembled?
Because it's not cool unless you put it together.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, you might lose the pieces like we just happened.
All right, look, I'll keep the thing together, all right? It doesn't fit in the case unless it's taken apart.
Oh, okay.
You're wailing it around. The clip just keeps flying out.
Thank
you. I got it. How? The momager is a single lady, so why don't you try to seduce her?
That's where I thought it was going.
That's so right. That's where I thought it was going to.
You're being very... It's,
I don't know. I'm gonna have to hit the forearms kind of hard.
You're doing it the hard way with a bullet. Do it the easy way. Seduce her with your manly.
She's like a 7 or an 8. I don't know if I'm worth a 7 or an 8, man.
I mean, did you see...
Wait. What about that time you got that drow elf to fall for you?
Yeah, what about D&D, man? You get all the ladies.
Yeah, but...
Dude.
Then use a way to die.
Roll a nat 20, buddy, in real IRL. Also, have you seen Mr. McDuffin? She married that guy.
That's right. She likes some cushion for the pushers.
She's a chubby chaser.
She's a chubby chaser.
This is ridiculous.
This is good.
This could work. This could work. Okay.
Did we jump the shark yet?
No.
No, we haven't. We still
That's
haven't,
act two.
We still haven't figured out how my scene ends.
I don't know.
I'm
going to
take a good die because I'm getting to seduce the mom and be a contract killer. And that's what I've always wanted.
Damn near James Bond.
Yeah. In my tuxedo shirt.
Yeah. You're going to be a Walter P.
Dude, if we get really good at this, maybe you don't even need a blog anymore.
Maybe I could go into business for myself.
Yeah, this might be actually our pick meal ticket. Maybe this is what we're good at. Maybe we're the professionals.
Maybe you could write about yourself on your own blog.
I've always wanted to do a feature story on myself. You know? Think of the irony of that. No one will know.
No.
And you'll know all the details. No one will know except me.
Yeah.
Today I killed... today the assassin killed somebody. I gotta stop doing
that. It's kind of like when Peter Parker takes pictures of Spider-Man.
They're available at this website right here.
You're an assassin who makes articles about self.
And I snuck quietly into her bedroom and stabbed her while she slept. Wait, no. Then the assassin walked quietly into her bedroom and stabbed her quietly while she slept.
No one will ever know. Oh, man, I'm getting really jazzed about this. Do you have any more of that mac and cheese?
Well, it takes, you know, like 15 minutes. It's like 2 minutes. I only have one packet, And I don't have any money for more, but...
Okay, come on, dude. Don't cheap out on me.
Okay. Just think about all the YouTube money we're going to get when this is done.
Yeah. You're right. It's time to celebrate with some mac and cheese.
I've given up my collection of rare Australian jellyfish for you.
All right. So I make it, and we cheers mac and cheese.
And Carl literally just drinks the mac and cheese.
I think that's a good ending.
Yeah. That's a great ending.
I'm going to give my white die to Chris.
Yeah.
All right, Meyer.
Billy Meyer.
Let's see. So I don't know what the deal.
That is a
tough one. What if you do like reconnaissance on the house?
Yeah, I feel like we need to work in
the treasure chest.
I'll set my buddy up. I'll say I'll clean the pool and I'll talk to Mrs. Forrest and maybe try to set her up on a date with my buddy.
You're gonna play the hookup?
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
Who's gonna play Mrs. Forrest? I guess I will.
Who's going to play Chet?
I kind of want to do Chet.
Chris, it is.
All right, so it's the backyard of, I guess, a modestly sized middle-class suburban home. It's Toronto.
Is so, it?
Yeah, that's where the elementary school student was supposed to be. So
I feel like it should be a pretty big house. I think the mom
be cheaper.
I think the mom should be loaded.
Okay.
Canadian.
So maybe it's a McMansion.
The McMansion.
And it's just the momager and Chet.
Yeah.
So there are palm trees all over the place. One of those kidney bean shaped pools. And Chet dressed like a pirate. Walks the plank into the pool, and there's
glitter everywhere now.
Pretty much. There's a director who's making the video because, you know, now he's a professional. Mm. And cut. Great job, Chet. That was fantastic.
That was great, honey.
Fuck you guys. That was terrible. We need to do another 3 takes.
He's right. We need to do it again. That was awful.
There wasn't enough glitter in the pool. Look at me. I'm barely sparkling.
Joe, you're the director. Get more glitter in the pool.
All right,
needle-thick butt pirates.
I don't think we need any more glitter in the pool.
Joe, you're the director. I'm the manager. I say...
You're the momager.
I'm the momager.
Don't you dare
say
pedestrian word ever again.
We need more glitter in the pool for my boy.
All right.
He needs to be a sparkling angel when he comes out.
All right,
I want another color. Silver isn't the only color of glitter, you know.
He's right. We need multicolored glitter.
I've got some... I might have some blue in the truck.
Blue is my second favorite. So I guess it's okay.
All right. I'll go get
now
the...
Now go get the glitter.
I'll go get the glitter.
You hurry up, needle dick.
I love you, Chet. I love you, Chet, but I really don't appreciate you calling me that, buddy.
Fuck off!
All right.
Why aren't you getting glitter?
I'm going.
You wouldn't be getting called a needle dick if you were already at the car getting the glitter.
On my
you
way to the car.
You hear that, needle dick?
No need for that.
You needle dick if you're further away, needle dick.
Okay.
All right, Chet, honey, get out of the pool so we can wipe the glitter off and
Where's
do it again.
Where's my towel?
I'm right
not getting
here.
Out of the pool until the towel's right there.
I have your Chet towel right here.
Did you put it in the dryer?
I just took it out, dear. It's nice and warm and fluffy, just the way you like it.
All right. Here I come. Canada isn't pool weather.
Well, it is February, honey.
It's a good thing you got that heater put in like I made you.
Yes, it is.
How else would I film my swimming videos in December?
It was necessary. That's why I wrote it off on our taxes.
Very good.
I'm sorry, Momager.
Oh, Charlie!
That's Charlie!
She runs up to you and gives you a kiss on each side. You.
Chet drops his towel.
I didn't know you were...
Picks up his camcorder, runs up, kicks you in the
shot.
You're bending down, he spits in your face. He's got the camera right in your...
Look at this! This is what I do to the little dick!
The spit starts to freeze on your cheek.
This is going on YouTube, needle dick!
Thanks. I owe you treasure... Hunters.
That's right. You don't forget my fans' names. They're treasure hunters. And I'm Treasure Chet, Needle Dick.
Yeah.
Chet, go put your towel back on before you catch your death of cold.
I hope some of you recover from cutting yourself.
The momager reaches down and picks up Charlie by the arm. I don't know what has gotten into that boy. Dropping his towel like that when it is that cold out.
Boys will be boys.
Now, what brings you around here, Charlie?
I didn't know you were filming. I was going to clean the pool.
Well, you know what? That's great. While you're here...
This is the wrong shade of blue.
While you say that, got buddy.
Right, it's good you're here. Could you grab the skimmer and get some of this silver, this gold glitter out of the pool?
Oh yes.
Leave the silver glitter. We like the silver glitter. Just skim out the gold.
Such a dick. That's such a dick thing to say.
Okay, I will do.
Thank you, Charlie. You're such a sweetheart.
Oh, thank you, glitter.
Why can't I meet a man like you?
I'm always. I'm a forever bat. But
I'm deciding maybe the momager actually likes Charlie for some strange reason. Do we want to do that?
I was thinking of doing that.
Up to you.
Okay.
Because he's really nice and subservient. He does whatever we have.
Speaking of a guy, I know a great guy for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his name is Carl.
Oh.
I've known him my whole life.
Oh.
He's
the exact opposite of your husband.
And... He knows a lot of stuff. He's really smart. He's very loving.
Well-dressed.
Well-dressed.
He knows karate.
He can protect you. He knows karate.
He's a green belt.
Oh.
He's done some practice sword fighting.
Well, that sounds very impressive.
Yeah. And I know that, you know... With Mr.
McDouchebag.
McDuffin. You mean Mr. McMuffin? Isn't that what everyone else calls him these days?
No one's allowed to talk about Needle Dick McDuffin in my house. This is my house. You two built this house. I don't want to hear you say McDuffin again. Do you hear me, Needle Dick?
That's right. In this house, it's McMuffin. Isn't that right, Chet, dear?
That's right.
He kicks you in the shin again.
Needle Dick.
Joe the director goes, all right, buddy. You gotta get back on the diving board so we can take
another
chance.
Gotta go get Blue.
All right.
You heard him. The blue was the wrong shade. We need a different shade of blue glitter for this
pool. It needs to be lighter blue. Otherwise, it just looks like water.
You just do me a favor, buddy, and stand right out here in the middle of February until I get
back.
No,
I'm going inside to play video games and post my video of me kicking Needle Dick in the shin, spitting in his face on YouTube.
That's going to get good video.
I'm going to make my followers cut themselves again.
Oh, don't do that.
We'll go send someone to get you when it's time to shoot again, Chet, dear.
All right.
Wait, before you go, give Mama Jer a kiss.
No!
Chet?
No, you give Chet a kiss.
What? No. Oh.
Oh, okay, I can't resist my little boys.
Mwah! That was adorable.
Ew! Ugh, ugh.
And he wipes it on,
Charlie,
yeah, he wipes his hand against his face where he gets kissed and wipes it on Charlie.
There's a big glittery head.
Look at that. It makes a nice print on my shirt.
You look like a stripper sat on you. That's the only way you're ever going to get a woman. A stripper.
Oh, Chet, don't say that. Charlie could have a very nice woman if he wanted to.
No, he couldn't. The Needle Dick butt pirate.
All right, that's enough. Go inside and play your video games.
I gotta post a video of you on YouTube. I spit in your face. Everyone's gonna laugh.
Thank you so much.
They're all gonna cut themselves because you're so pathetic.
Oh, please don't make them cut themselves.
Mama Jura reaches into her cleavage and pulls out a tissue and leans in close to you. Let me get that. And starts wiping the spit off your face. So your friend sounds interesting.
Oh, yeah. He's, you know,
he's got a huge crush on you.
This sounds a lot like you.
He's got a blog and...
Yeah, he's a lot... As I said, we've known each other for a long time. He knows a lot. He's a lot like me.
Oh, really?
He's like Charlie 2.0.
Oh, my. Well, now I have to meet him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why don't the two of you come by for dinner tomorrow night?
Okay.
Chet's going to be hosting a YouTube dinner.
A whole bunch of YouTube celebrity.
No, I was going to say, he's going to be streaming it live. So all his treasure hunters can have dinner with him.
Oh, they're not going to cut themselves like last time, are they?
Well, what they do in their own home is their own business. Oh. I can't control that. It's not Chet's fault they're all a bunch of gullible people.
That's true. He's very good. He's like Martin Luther King Jr. of...
You know, I was saying the same thing just the other day. My little Chetty is like Martin Luther King Jr. of YouTube.
Yeah.
He has a dream and people listen to it.
His dream is that millions of people cut themselves.
So why don't you, what was your friend's name?
Carl.
Carl? Well, why don't you and Carl come by tomorrow night around 6?
Okay.
We're going to start live streaming at 6:30.
Okay.
And make sure you dress nicely.
All right, I will. Thanks, Mrs. Momager.
She gives you a little kiss on the cheek.
Oh, thank you.
Please. Call me Dolores.
Okay, Dolores. This is great news. All right, so I'm going to go tell Carl. Thank you so
much. No, finish giving the pool first.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Remember, just the gold, not the silver.
Okay.
I'm going to go inside now. Goodbye, Charlie.
This is very hard to do.
Just look. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I picture him dipping the net in and then just going piece by piece, throwing all the silver back in.
This is very hard to do.
Just him saying exactly that.
Alright. 5 hours later,
that's what sold it for me. This is very hard to do.
So that I came up with the idea for the YouTube dinner because I figured that our assassination is going to be live streamed.
Right, and you guys have to do it with a kitchen accident.
Yes.
That's right. You guys wanted to be on TV. YouTube is pretty close.
Yeah. I'd say that counts.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to give this good die to my good buddy Carl.
Yeah.
All right, Chris.
All right.
Damn, this is a long one.
Yeah. Let's see if we can go a little faster.
No.
Okay.
No, needle dang one.
I feel like the second act is going
to
go fast.
Probably, yeah.
Gotta go to an appointment.
I feel everything's going to go to shit.
The entire second act is going to be the YouTube dinner, probably.
Got a butt pirate appointment I got to get to.
All right, I guess this should be Chester trying to sell his store.
Okay.
Do you have me dress up as a mascot?
Just a giant vagina.
a giant 70s vagina.
Now, what if we did a scene that, because you selling the store doesn't really further the action. What if we did a scene, either a flashback to, the last time that you saw, Chester and Dolores, Chet and Dolores, or the reason that you broke up, or something that illuminates your family history and relationships.
We could do that like the last Thanksgiving that we all had together, which led to the downfall.
We loved our marriage.
So we could start out with Chester like trying to sell a store, and they go, "Well, why are you looking to sell it?"
And then he just tells,
and he goes back and he remembers. And then I think after that it'll end with him going, "I just need the money, all right." But this could be the flashback to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
There's your black die.
There's my black die.
All right, so there's a man with there's a real estate agent with a clipboard walking around. So there's mold, and the walls don't necessarily look stable.
The walls are pretty stable.
So why are you looking to sell the establishment?
It fades from like Chester's burrito stained face to him.
To Chester's gravy
with
stained
a gravy stained face.
Oh, he doesn't have a beard at that point.
He looks slightly happier.
Oh, that turkey was delicious.
I'd like to thank all of you for coming to my Thanksgiving dinner.
You made Charlie sit at the kids' table with Chef.
Yeah.
Charlie, you look hungry over there. You didn't look like you got a lot. You want any second helpings or some leftovers?
Yes, please.
Just stay away from the candy yams.
Oh, that's what
thank you, Todd. You're still very nice.
I bring him over.
Needle day.
Now, Chester, be nice to our guests.
Chet, stop calling him a needle dick.
Yeah. No, I said you, Chester. You leave your son alone.
Yeah.
He has enough pressure trying to get his YouTube career off the ground.
Yeah, fat dad.
Don't call
eat
me.
All my food, fat dad.
Don't call me fat.
Why, you too much? You needle dick butt pirate.
Who taught you these words?
Who I taught myself. I'm a genius.
You can't teach yourself anything. You stupid.
I know everything.
I got
roots on
my child that are smarter than
why
you.
Why don't you go have a heart attack and die, you
Chester A. McDuffin. How dare you speak to your son like that?
Yeah, you hurt my
I'm
feelings.
I'm listening to what he is
you
saying.
You apologize to him right now.
He's sitting at my table eating my food. Berating my assistant. I berate him!
Chester, I want you to apologize to Chet right now.
Apologize
no!
To
you me. Apologize to me for ruining our son! Look at that spoiled, rotten little shit!
Hey guys, I got
Dolores
pumpkin pie.
Gets up and just slaps Chester.
There's like a wave of flub that goes across his face.
You son of a bitch!
He spits out a mouthful of candied yams and it hits Charlie right in the face.
My yams!
Charlie, give us back!
Those were half chewed!
I go to grab Chester from hitting back. And I realize he's not trying to hit her back. He's trying to get his candy. I go.
Chester goes to stand up, actually, and knocks the table over with his giant gut.
Well, look what you did now.
I'll put up with your guff. I'll put up with your stupid shit son. But if you ever waste food at my table again, you'll be out on the corner so fast, you'll be spinning too fast to see that you're on the
corner. Dolores just stares at you coolly, reaches over and grabs the green bean casserole, and then just drops it on the floor.
Yeah, I do that.
Like, green beans are really food.
She reaches over, grabs a cranberry sauce, and does the same thing.
Fruits and vegetables aren't food.
And then she grabs the candied yams.
You put those down! You put those down right now!
There are little marshmallows melted on top of the candied yams.
Oh, what? This?
You give that to me. Those are my yams.
Oops. She drops it and shatters on the floor.
No!
Chester face dies. The pan was made out of glass, so it shattered. He doesn't care.
I think it's porcelain. It's still shattered.
Porcelain. It shatters. He's reaching in and putting it into, shoveling it into his mouth. He doesn't care that his hands and face are getting cut up.
I'm sitting there wiping off Chester's face, Charlie's face. Oh, Charlie, I'm sorry.
The yams haven't been on the floor for 10 seconds yet.
You are a sad, sad man. You'll be hearing from my lawyer. Chet, honey, come with me.
Thanks for ruining Thanksgiving, needle dick, fat butt pirate dad.
You ruin everything. To ruin my marriage. Your mother was a saint before you came around.
I still am.
You look at what you did to my hams.
Oink, oink, pig dad.
Chester, you'll be hearing from my lawyer.
It's my lawyer. You stole him. Just like you stole my ham recipe.
By the way, I expect you to get every one of my Christmas presents still, needle dick.
Todd, thank you very much for coming. I'm sorry you had to see Chester like this.
I'll open the door. I'll open the door for you.
Thank you, Charlie. You're so close to a young mother.
And at this point, Chester's father is wheeled in from the kitchen by his nurse. He's even fatter than Chester.
What happened to the yams? Oxygen! Oxygen! Don't worry, Pa. Don't worry. We got backup yams in the oven. I didn't tell anyone about that.
I set up the table.
No! I hate the backup yams! This is the worst Thanksgiving ever!
I set the table. Charlie, let's serve the pumpkin pie.
Don't fall the oxygen. Let me die.
Flashes back to the,
the fuck with the oxygen. Let me die.
And then it goes back to the present with Chester.
This reflects any actual households. It's purely coincidental.
Chester and the
guys, why do we reenact my Thanksgiving?
What?
Nothing. I was joking.
All right.
And so you see, I need money for my divorce.
I really didn't need quite such an impact.
He's kind of crying because he's remembering the yams.
It was the worst Thanksgiving ever. Not only did my dad die, he ate all the yams first.
God, bastard.
Right, so I'm just going to mark down no longer interested in the business. Okay. That
was fantastic. Oh, we're getting so ridiculous with them.
It'll turn around.
Don't worry, we still have another group dinner to go through.
Yeah. We do.
A YouTube dinner to go to, yeah. Which I think Chester has to crash.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess I'll establish that we're getting ready for our big mission.
Okay.
I guess we'll be going through our planning stages of how we're going to do this.
Okay.
And I guess we find out about the live YouTube dinner, and we think that's perfect. A kitchen accident on live TV.
Could you get the bad diet, sir?
Me.
Oh.
If it's live, everyone will think it's an accident.
Yeah.
And?
No one would ever attempt to murder someone on a live, on, you know, on live television.
Exactly.
Ewan.
Oh, I was about to sing. I said I was going to sing as Chet. Oh.
It was a flashback, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He wasn't a YouTube star, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, so we'll start out where I'm on the computer doing research.
I'm sharpening my knives.
Hey, Jean.
Yes?
They're doing a live YouTube dinner.
Oh, really?
Yes.
When?
What was it? Tomorrow night? Yeah. Oh, we'll have, yeah.
Tomorrow night? Yeah.
Well, that would propose a unique challenge.
And we'll get the chance to be on TV.
Hmm.
They won't actually see us, but...
Of course not.
Our murder will be live.
That makes me think perhaps some sort of kitchen mishap.
Ah, yeah.
Many deaths occur in the kitchen.
Yes, and especially live, many accidents happen. People are under pressure. They know they're being watched, so anything could happen.
And you've been in that kitchen. It's a death trap.
And I've been in that kitchen. It's a death trap.
Oh.
Of course, back then, the family lived together, and nowadays, it's just the...
Well, without Chester taking up so much space, it's probably easier to get around it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And also, his father died there, so...
Ah. Well,
that was a scary night. I was there.
They still haven't fixed the crack in the kitchen floor.
So what are we thinking? Maybe a knife slip? Ooh, exploding oven.
I do like the exploding oven. It is a live dinner, and she goes to open the oven for whatever she's making. I don't even hope she's not cooking. She cooks terribly. That mummager.
Hmm. Well, they're gonna have to.
The only decent thing she could ever make was candied yams.
The only decent thing she could make were candy yams, and I never got to have. I only got to have half of one.
Well, that I'm sorry to hear that.
It was terrible.
Okay, I know how to end the scene.
Oh boy.
Okay, James, you're on the computer.
Yeah.
You get an email. You guys have both signed up for updates from the Daily Death Note because you hate the blog. They always talk about your killings, and the guy who writes it always gets the details wrong.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
I just got an email.
From?
The Daily Death Note just updated about the black card.
What? There's no way they found out about the job in Memphis yet.
I click on the link and open it.
There's an article that is written in... you can tell it's barely contained excitement. Using vague but still oddly specific terms, oddly specific to the job that you're about to undertake. Breaking news, a new prominent assassin has emerged onto the field. Word has it that...
He's going gold digging.
There's going to be a very convenient accident at a prominent social event in the near future. Basically, you think that whoever runs the Daily Death Note knows what you're going to do.
How is that possible?
I don't know. I'm gonna.
Wait a minute. He's ever said has been completely wrong.
I pick up.
Now he knows what we're gonna do before we do it.
Wait a minute. The only ones who know about this are us, your cousin, and his assistant.
I think I should call my cousin and ask him if he has anyone else out doing this. We didn't tell him what we were doing. So how would word got out that we were doing? We just found out that there was gonna be a live event.
Maybe it was that Charlie kid.
Charlie? No, he's...
He's a great guy, but he's really kind of just of a pushover. I mean, I couldn't
see
him.
Your cousin said he had who told him to do it first.
That is true. But no, he wouldn't. He doesn't have the stones. I mean, it takes a lot to kill a person.
Maybe he's working with whoever writes this fucking blog.
What are the likely chances of that happening?
You're right. Still.
I don't know why we haven't killed this guy yet that writes this.
Well, if we see anyone at that event tomorrow night who gets in our way, we'll kill them.
You click on the about page on the blog, and there's just this really cheesy silhouette, obviously with a fedora, and a guy holding a knife, and he's obviously like a really pudgy person.
I thought you're gonna be.
How is that person quiet and subtle? He's wearing a fucking fedora.
I thought your conclusion was that his store is bugged. His store is bugged.
Maybe the store was bugged.
Seriously, you've met my cousin. Who would bug that place? That place makes no money. It's a failure. It's a flop of a business. He's selling VHS tapes in a day where you can just click on a webpage and get porn for free.
That's true. Still, we're going to have to be extra careful now.
Well, at least we'll have the spotlight on us a little bit more.
Gotta stop putting our phones into refrigerators.
Maybe we should start putting our phones in the refrigerator.
No. Stop it.
And scene. Alright, so that ended badly for you. You know, yes. You got competition.
Yep. So, I'm gonna give it to Chris.
Oh, boy.
Alright, I think... Last scene before we roll for the tilts. Maybe.
We could go really dramatic with it, and do the scene where, as you said, your sister, your niece, cut herself because of Chet. maybe we could do the scene where. Your sister calls you up hysterical because she found her daughter bleeding out.
I had a different idea, slightly more comedic. Later that day, or like early the next morning, James and I are in the hardware store shopping for supplies, and so are you and Meyer.
Okay, that's good. I like that.
So I'm rolling a cart down the aisle, you know, gloves on my hands, same everything. All right, so we should probably get a propane torch. A few feet of cable. Definitely a pry bar. Maybe a few blades, too. We'll see if they have a hunting section here.
Yeah, I do like blades. They are very nice. Mm. Maybe we should buy, some accessories, you know, like stove accessories, so we can replace the ones on the stove. To
tamper them and replace them. Of course. Fuck, what was I going to say? Oh, never mind. I'll come back.
Sorry.
Wait a minute.
Oh, can we... For a second, the picture of you on your website with the fedora.
Uh huh.
You said you were all in shadow.
Yeah, it was a silhouette.
Silhouette, completely black, but a plaid fedora that's in color.
Okay, I like
that. At the store, you're wearing the same fedora.
I like it.
So I'm rolling the cart down the aisle, grabbing supplies, and I look. Is that your cousin's assistant?
Yeah, that looks like. Looks a lot like Charlie.
What are we doing here? We got the jellyfish. What else do we need?
Do you see that guy's fedora?
Listen, you don't want the jellyfish to get jammed up in the filter, do you? No. I paid a lot of money for these jellyfish.
Wait, we're taking them back after we put them in the...
Of course we're taking them back.
Oh, my God.
That's him.
What happens if the cops go fishing around and they find jellyfish in the pool?
Just wait till he turns around again.
I don't know. There's no evidence on jellyfish.
Listen. You're the pool boy. It's the perfect alibi.
Okay.
You put the jellyfish in. He dives in, gets stung to death. Then when they fish his body out, you quickly go and sweep up the jellyfish.
That seems very suspicious on me. They.
That's... Hey, all right. Damn it.
Ryan, Carl turns around and sees the two of us just staring at him.
Hey, look, it's hot.
Those two guys are staring at us.
Yeah, it's Todd. It's his cousin. It's
Todd. Oh, shit. Todd Homer. Shit.
What?
Get over here, man. Get over here.
Hi, Todd.
Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
Hi.
Oh, what you need all that rope for?
You don't get... Todd and his friend. The two other guys. The two other guys.
We're standing right here.
Excuse us. Excuse us a minute.
Get over here. What? Come over here.
I start looking in their cart and whispering to you, criticizing everything that they're grabbing.
What are they going to use the rope for?
Who knows?
What is it?
Who uses a rope these days?
The two other guys that Mr. McDuffin hired to kill his son.
Did you hear something about
that? Right over there. They're obviously stalking us. They're scoping us out.
What, they're taking us out?
I think they might be trying to make a move on us.
Oh, shit.
Just play it cool. Just play it cool. Come on.
Okay.
So you're shopping for Mr. McDuffin?
No, we're shopping for ourselves.
Oh, so what are you working on?
Just a little, little backyard project. There's an enormous bag of lime.
You heard something about jellyfish. Are you making a giant jellyfish tank or something?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, something like that.
He likes jellyfish.
Charlie, you didn't introduce us to your friend here.
Very technical. Yeah.
Oh, this is my friend Carl.
Hi, I'm Carl.
You give it to my name.
Carl... Boningsburg.
That's Carl Boningsburg.
That's me, Carl Boningsburg.
Oh, what do you do, Carl?
Oh, I sometimes pick up shifts at the local game store. I'm quite a prominent DM at the local Dungeons and Dragons summer camp.
I
run a blog.
I'm a green belt in karate.
Really? What sort of blog?
Oh, it's very niche. It's very technical. You probably wouldn't be interested.
Oh, please try me.
Porn. He's one of the big customers in the porn place. That's how I met him.
Yeah. It's just all titties, all titties.
Mm-hmm.
The entire thing, pictures of titties.
Well, I do like titties. I mean, they're the universal truth, right? I mean,
penises,
who doesn't love
mostly,
titties?
Though. Mostly penises.
It's more of a hermaphrodite blog.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, to each his own, I guess. That's not really my forte. I mean...
Yeah, man. It's you know...
isn't it convenient? Isn't there a game store across the street from your porn shop?
Yeah, we hang out there some on weekends.
Don't tell them where we hang out.
Well, maybe we'll see you around someday.
Hey, Todd, you going to that thing on tonight? The YouTube party?
I don't think I was invited.
Oh, okay.
So I probably won't be there.
Oh.
Your boss will have a conniption fit with me if I go to his ex-wife's party. Also, YouTube is not a thing for me. I don't like...
But I heard, apparently, the whole world's going to be watching.
Oh, God, a whole world?
Yeah, it's supposed to be the biggest live cast event in months.
Yes. It would be a shame if something went wrong with all those people watching.
Oh, yeah, it sure would be.
Are you saying you're going to kill those people today?
What?
I don't know who kills.
Whoa.
You
our phones aren't in the refrigerator.
Are you going to kill the dopey, the mom, Charlie, the signal's hot.
Oh,
but we don't want a phone. We tossed them.
Right.
Oh, God, their signals are
hot. Well, I
don't
think...
know if they have their phones. They're amateurs.
Okay. What did you say?
I mean, no offense, but the two of you are obviously amateurs. I mean, a propane tank? Really? What are you going to do with that? You going to start a barbecue?
What the hell are you going to use the rope for?
I mean, it's It's cosplay.
Oh. Cosplay.
He dresses up as characters from comics.
And from the other side of the store, you guys hear...
So here I am at the hardware store to buy all my glitter for my big video tonight.
Well, we should go.
Yeah.
And I turn around and start walking away. Todd, I swear, if I see that guy tonight, I'm going to kill him.
You know, hats off to you. Go right ahead. I'm not going to stop you.
Charlie, I think we may have to kill those two.
I guess that I did badly for me.
Yeah. Stay away from the gold stuff this time.
We pay. Paying. It's like, is there a back way out of here?
Who gets my bad die? Ryan.
Yeah, probably should.
All right, so let's roll for that tilt. Five white.
Six white.
Three black.
Four black. No, four white.
All right, so Meyer and Chris.
Oh, God.
Wait, what'd you have, Chris? Black.
Oh.
So Meyer and James. All
right, so Meyer and James.
I was hoping to go to death in the corner. Damn it.
I got a lot of sixes. I got two sixes. That was a lie.
You can let James pick first.
You too, right?
You could just have someone else do it if you
want. Yeah, give it to Chris. Chris wanted it.
All right, Chris, go.
I can make all your choices.
No, Ryan goes.
Go.
He's my buddy. You're evil.
Damn. Chris is evil. Wow.
Chris is evil. That's like a will declaration.
It's because
right
he has red hair.
All right, well, okay, that's fair.
We have no soul.
He is one of God's mistakes.
So wait a second. So you gave it to Ryan instead?
He has redder hair.
How does that make it better?
Because he has red hair, but he has one eye. One eye people are good.
I'm a daywalker. I have brown
eyes. He just balances out. He's neutral.
Yeah, I got you.
I can walk among the ensouled.
Ryan can go in the sun for more than 10 minutes at a time.
He can go for 12.
Those extra 2 minutes are...
Stupid plan executed to perfection. Should we pause it while we pick these things? So,
no, it might take a while.
Yes.
You just pick. You pick a category.
Probably to pick mayhem,
and then each. All right. Pick the.
That's a one
thing for the others.
All right. I read that. Ryan gets one.
Ryan doesn't get anything.
Ryan gets a boot to the head.
Didn't they make some, like, other tilt tables?
Yeah.
Some of them are like...
It's a soft tilt.
Yeah.
Soft tilt.
We don't want a soft tilt
for this.
They
didn't do a hard tilt?
This is the hard tilt.
No, yeah. Like, this is the regular one.
Oh.
A super hard tilt?
Yeah.
I don't think so. We could make one.
We should.
We could.
We definitely should.
I like, since we're both on edge, both groups, I'm going to go with five, paranoia.
All right.
Are there any fives? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, we got everything. So you can either pick for the mayhem or paranoia.
You should pick for the paranoia.
Dangerous animal gets loose. Jellyfish.
Well, wait.
Yeah, we already know that's going to happen.
Oh, something precious is on fire, isn't there? It's a different one.
I think that's mayhem.
No, that's a dangerous animal gets loose.
Maybe. Well, whatever.
I think something precious is on fire is failure.
Yep. That's my favorite.
I was going to pick failure, but I was thinking a stupid plan executed to perfection. That's what I was thinking, but...
Go with whatever you want.
Yeah, they're all golden.
Yeah, they're honestly. All good. I always like to pick something that doesn't follow, like, the way the story's going. Like the dangerous animal and the stupid plan executed to perfection. Those things are going to happen no matter what.
Yeah.
This is supposed to throw things on its side.
Could I pick mayhem?
Mayhem or paranoia? You pick mayhem.
Well, you could pick paranoia, but where would the fun be in that?
Well, Ryan picked the paranoia one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could pick for your own. If you're saying it's not as exciting.
Give me the first page so I can look through the mayhem options. Bless you.
Thank you.
My hood.
There's two, there's no fours.
There's no fours?
No, there's one, two, three, five,
I was going to do reversal, too. I'm going to do three. Two people cross paths and everything changes.
That's paranoia?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to do a one. Mayhem, an out-of-control rampage. Because I figure with, what's-his-face, with Chet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first person I thought of when you said rampage.
I thought Charlie would have been the one. He finally breaks.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it?
Yep.
Alrighty. So now what?
Now we start Act Two. I was thinking of Archer.
Rampage! We drive in reverse?
In terms of a rampagement.
Do we want to drive in reverse, or are we going to go forward?
I kind of like sticking forward, but if you guys all want to go reverse, I will.
Not the hugest deal.
Let's do it.
In fact, I'm in the middle either way, so it doesn't really affect me. Let's go around.
I honestly think it'll be a little funnier to start with Ryan.
Okay.
Because they have the bad plan.
Yeah.
The bad plan is funny. Should be the last plan to go, then.
No, I mean, I think it'll be a little funnier if, like, you guys go in first, and then James and I come in.
Yeah, that's okay. Good. All right.
Well, it would be they come in, then Chris should come in and just kind of ruin everything. Like, it messes up his plan.
I think
Chester's going to show up because he doesn't think you guys are going to get to acting so fast. And he wants to ruin... He found out they were going to have a big meal. And he wanted to ruin their big meal like his big meal.
Do we want to... Is it Thanksgiving?
Nah. It's February.
We said it was February before. Yeah.
So it's
Canadian
like about
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Boxing Day?
Canada's Thanksgiving is October. So.
Yeah.
Here's what happens.
It should be a Valentine's Day dinner because he's
for all his treasure hunters.
Right. Sparkle hearts. Hearts are sleek.
Which is why there's glitter now for the pool so that he can.
They're bright blue hearts all over the exterior
and silver
of the house.
Interesting fact: I found out the heart was originally supposed to be a butt.
It's a girl's butt. Yeah, it's supposed to be a girl's butt.
Oh, yeah.
That's inspired the heart that we draw.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
I'm usually inspired by those.
Yeah.
So,
bending over.
What's his face? A beat up, like maybe 5 or 10 year old Subaru pulls up into the driveway.
No, 15.
15. Okay, yeah.
It was your mom's.
Yeah.
It's like a mid 90s model.
Yeah.
The
1990 Geo Prism.
Hi, how are you? On top of that. The passenger door has been smashed in and won't open. So
that's like my car.
That's where I got the idea. Sorry,
it's okay.
When Carl gets out of the driver's seat. Charlie has to crawl over the entire seat to get out.
Okay.
Because he can't get out through the passenger door. Carl is dressed in a plaid suit that is a size too tight, as is everything he wears. He's wearing a very awkward bow tie. And he's wearing his signature plaid trilby. He's also...
Does it match your suit?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Perfectly. He looks like an optical illusion.
He looks like an optical. What a fantastic series.
I'm just picturing, like, if this were a Quentin Tarantino movie, Carl would reach down and pop the trunk, and there'd be one of those in the trunk shots where they open it up. Yeah, and he takes an enormous like barrel out of the back of the trunk and hands it to you, and you can hear something very obviously sloshing around inside. You barely, it's really heavy because it's full of water and jellyfish,
fish, right?
And then he takes his really, really tiny plastic gun case out and closes the trunk. All right, so you know the plan, right?
Yeah, I'm not gonna hurt the fish, right? I should get study maybe, or
yeah, the fish will be fine. Very robust little creatures.
Okay. And shake it up to piss them off.
Dump them into a poison lake, a poison heated lake.
So do I put it in now?
Listen, you.
Should I do it now?
Yes.
Okay.
You dump the jellyfish.
Oh, but wouldn't it be weird? It's gonna be weird. It's gonna be weird if I don't introduce you to her first, right? Or should I do introductions and then do it, or?
Yeah, why not? You introduce me. I don't know what to say to this woman. I've been practicing for months to talk to girls, but I'm gonna kill her. I'm gonna kill her tonight. I don't know what to say to someone I'm gonna kill.
Talk to her about her son. She likes her son.
Needle dicks!
All of a sudden, you hear someone running up.
Needle dick! Needle dick!
He runs over and kicks you right in the shin. Spits in your face.
Hello to you, too.
Who's your friend, Needle dick?
It's my friend Carl.
Is he your butt buddy?
He's here to kill your mom.
He's the guy who's gonna fuck your mom tonight.
You plow him in the ass!
He's gonna plow your mom.
How you doing, son?
What did you just say?
He's on a date with your mom tonight.
What did you say, Needle Dick?
He's on a date with your mom.
How's he gonna get on a date with my mom if he pissed himself?
Because I set her up on a date with your mom.
Yeah, my mom doesn't date people who piss themselves. Yeah.
Well, watch.
I just picture he has a super soaker and he just sprays my.
I was just waiting for you to go, but I haven't pissed.
But
myself.
I haven't pissed myself.
He throws a cup right on your crotch. Oh.
Don't worry, I've been saving that piss for a special occasion.
Spitting your face.
You guys are gonna be on YouTube. You're famous now. Bye, Needle Kicks.
Can we say that he has a camcorder this whole time?
Yeah, yeah. I've pictured him with a camcorder every single time he's been on.
Kids, don't cut yourself when he tweets you. It's not good.
Dolores steps out to the door. Oh, Charlie, you're here. Come on in.
Mommy pissed himself.
Yeah, it looks like he pulled a prank and threw a bottle of.
Oh my! It looks like you've done wet yourself.
Yes, your son is quite the little incorrigible scamp.
You can go clean yourself up in the bathroom down the hall.
Oh, thank you very much.
Charlie, let me take your coat. Oh. Come on in. It is freezing out there.
Oh, yeah. It's a little nippy.
She takes your coat and lets her hands run over your shoulders and down your arms. You look very handsome tonight, Charlie.
Oh, thank you. You're
very muscly. You've been working out.
She just takes your jacket and hands it to like some waiter that's going by. Here, hang this up.
Of course, ma'am.
So, what do you think of Carl?
Who?
Yeah, my friend who walked.
Oh, he looks nice. I guess.
Looks like a scooter.
He looks like he stepped out of an old magazine.
A 1950s GQ.
It's a fashion, Dolores. It's retro.
Ah, well. I'm just glad you're here.
Oh.
Come into the sitting room. Can I get you a drink?
No, I'm not thirsty.
I insist. Oh, okay. Please. Here, I'll make it for you. Oh. She goes to the bar, and she hands you a drink, and you take a sip, and it is very strong.
Oh.
Bourbon, straight up.
Oh, thank you.
Drink up.
Okay. I think I should go see my friend Carl.
Drink.
Okay. I just drink. All right. I'm going to go.
Let me get you another.
I'm going to see Carl. All right.
Stay.
I'll be right back.
Okay, so you sneak off to the bathroom.
Carl?
The door opens and a fist just grabs you by the shirt and yanks you inside. Closes it, slams the door. I don't know if I can do this, Charlie.
All right.
I don't know if I can do this. I'm having a panic attack.
Wait. What if we cut it there and then do Meyer's scene?
Wait.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You shouldn't be wearing any pants.
No, Carl. I think
this office is better than my office.
We need to change the plan.
Why? We gotta change the plan now? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, it's reversed. I'm with the mom. And you are with the jellyfish.
Okay. Okay, I can handle that. Oh. Oh. Oh, he takes an inhaler out of his breast pocket.
Okay, so you got the jellyfish, and I'll deal with the mall, I guess.
All right. Yeah. Before we go, yeah. Here, I brought some rum.
Oh, no thanks.
No, we're gonna need it. Trust me.
I know.
Trust me, all the professionals do it. He takes a big swig of it and hands it to you. Just take a belt.
All right. Okay.
You should probably take another one just in case.
Yeah.
All right.
You come back. Okay.
All right. So you are with the fish, and I.
And you're with the momager.
Yeah, the momager. Okay.
All right. You're gonna need this. Here, he hands it. He hands you the little plastic. It's the gun.
Oh, I keep forgetting we're gonna kill the mom. I just think we're gonna kill the kid. All right, I'll remember that.
Okay, you remember how to put it together, right?
No, I don't know how to do it.
All right. Here's what we do. All right. Look, what? We'll put it together, and we'll leave it behind the toilet, like in The Godfather.
Okay.
And then you go, and you excuse yourself from dinner.
Yeah.
And then come back to the bathroom, get the gun, and come back and murder that bitch.
Oh, she's a nice lady, but okay. Don't call her a bitch.
I'm sure she's a very, very wonderful human being, but we have to murder her.
And here, here's my, you need this ID, it's official pool skimmer.
Just in case. That's good.
In case they stop you.
I mean, it has my face on it, so I'll show it.
Sorry, we kind of look like each other. we look nothing like each other.
Alright, I think we can cut it.
Yeah. Alright, so, what's his face? Charlie leaves the bathroom and, walks back to the front door and picks up the jellyfish and starts waddling around.
Yeah. All right.
I walk back and I see.
Ryan keeps it up. That's right.
Yeah.
And I see. I walk up to the mom. All right.
Everything okay?
Should this be the beginning of Meyer?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Carl. He's. I think he's gonna go and. He's getting some fresh air.
Oh, all right. I poured you another drink. She hands you like three fingers of bourbon.
Oh, God.
Cheers.
Cheers.
She takes a little sip.
No. She should drain the whole thing and then glance at him like...
Oh, yeah, okay. She just downs it.
Finish it all.
I've never really drank like this before.
Oh, are you all right? She gets up and pats you on the back.
Thank you.
And then starts rubbing your back. Are you okay?
I'm okay. Yeah.
You have to put hair in your chest.
I hope you're hungry.
I'm very, very hungry.
I had the finest caterers coming, but of course I made my signature dish, candied yams.
Yeah.
Those are delicious.
I know it's not Thanksgiving, but my son loves them, and everyone always compliments me on them, so I figured, what the hell, let's do it.
You're like related to Martha Stewart or something.
Stop it, Hugh!
At this point, Joe, the director, comes in. He's got like a headset on. He says, "Hey, how you doing there, buddy? Need to fit you with a microphone."
Why?
We're live casting the entire show. You're gonna be broadcast across the whole internet.
24 the whole time.
The whole time.
Well, of course. What did you expect? Once all the guests arrive, we're going to film the cocktail hour, and then we're all going to sit down for dinner.
We got cameras everywhere, man. It's there, and pretty much all over the whole damn place.
Give me another drink.
Oh, you better slow down, you. She pours you like two more fingers of bourbon and hands it over.
Yeah, he fits you with a body mic, a lavalier, and...
So this is going to be on me the whole time?
Yes.
Can't take it
until you leave.
Okay.
Here, we also need you to sign this contract.
Okay. Here.
Joe, would you be a dear and fetch the contract?
Yes, ma'am, Mrs. Forrest. He scoots off.
Now, and then Mrs. Forrest sits down, like, right next to you. Now, Where were we?
Unnaturally close.
Oh, I gave
you did already?
Away. Yeah. He's got a bad die.
I didn't think we were getting the mics.
Everyone does. Everyone gets a little something.
Ooh.
I think we could cut it there.
Yeah. One of those under-the-table shots of you, like, caressing his leg.
Yeah.
Well, he said she was an attractive woman. It's like, yeah. It's kind of... He's like... He's just,
yeah, like, sure, I guess.
But at the same time, he's getting pretty drunk.
Yeah. And he's supposed to kill her.
He's supposed to kill her, and there are cameras everywhere.
Yeah. He's wearing a mic.
He's wearing a mic.
Yeah, they just mic'd you up to murder someone live on the internet.
I have a feeling Mara's going to be the one going on the rampage.
Oh, this is amazing.
My feeling is that James and I have already been in the house and set up the oven to explode.
But I figured I'd go in and be on because to...
Yeah, I'm posing as a waiter.
And I'm coming as a guest because yeah. I'm family.
All right, but Chris, you're up.
All right, I'm not really sure what I should be doing.
Okay, this is how I picture
well,
this.
Okay,
should we hold off on Chris until like the dinner starts or
this is exactly what I picture Chris. He doesn't even have to do a scene.
Yeah.
Okay, you're sitting in your office grumbling. You got like coal. No, you can't even be sitting in your office because you sold the store.
I don't know. Did someone buy it yet?
I mean, it's been like one day.
All right. So the store is empty. You're starting to pack things up. Okay, yeah, the store is empty.
You keep calling for Charlie, and he's not there.
He's not there.
He got rid of his cell phone.
It's in the fridge.
You're down to your last half dozen burgers in the fridge, and you grumbling reach for one. You start eating. And you click on the, because you know that the whole thing's being live cast.
Yeah.
So you click on it, and they've got like a whole pre-show going on.
Oh God! I know exactly what's going to happen.
You know, all of the night's events, the cocktail hour out by the pool. Treasure Chet is going to perform, and then there's a dinner. There's going to be meatloaf and green bean casserole and candy. What was it? Mrs. Forrest's famous candied yams.
The manager's fam candy yams.
Yeah.
Candy yams? Candy yams? You ruined the last chance I had to eat those candy yams. By God, you won't ruin this. I got one final chance to rub their fucking nose in it before they get off. Charlie!
Then you just see on the screen about the guests arriving. Yeah. There's a picture of Charlie at the house.
Charlie's there looking
getting hit on by your ex-wife.
That was Batman.
Yeah, that was. Alright, I think I'll end there.
I just picture you like take an angry bite of the burger and stomp off.
That's part of my finger.
I thought it tasted humany.
Should I pull it?
I guess you should.
Should he take out a gun from under his?
That's you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Reaches into his drawer, pulls out a huge fat. Fucking
from the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah, he pulls it out of the refrigerator.
It's in a fake Coke.
Still
can.
Cold.
case of Coke.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, a real case of Coke.
A real case of Coke.
Like a Desert Eagle.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna say.
You grab a can of Coke. One for the road.
Diet.
Yeah, Diet Coke.
Don't need those extra calories.
No, goddamn diabetes.
All right.
Yeah, your turn, James.
So did we gave you a die for that?
I gave him a good die.
Yeah, that's why.
Because of the candy yams.
I'm coming, Dad!
No, I'm coming, Yam!
Yam, Dad.
Yam, Dad.
All right, I'm showing up for dinner! Yay!
All right, James goes and knocks on the door.
I ring the bell, and it's the freaking little brat's voice.
You ring the bell and immediately get hit with a water balloon from above you. All of this. Yes.
Enjoy your piss balloon! You
get rid of butt pirate.
I brought you a gift.
Yeah.
He hit it out of your hand with a balloon.
What is it, a needle dick?
All right, well, I guess you don't want it then. Now you just go in the door.
I don't want any pressure from a butt pirate like you.
Dolores!
Jean is standing there. May I take your coat, sir?
I don't know if you want to touch it. It's covered in piss.
Ah, you should add it to that pile over there.
Ah, okay.
The piss pile.
I don't think you want it.
It just smells like
covered in piss. No, they all are.
Yeah. We're using that closet.
All right.
He's hit every single guest
you
so far.
You overkidded, Fiddler.
Things are going well. He's although it seems guest. That our two friends from the hardware store have showed up.
Did you replace the knob on the stove?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Are the cameras live yet?
In some rooms.
Okay.
Mainly the living room. The kitchen will be going live during dinner, but they're going to be broadcasting the whole thing. You're going to be mic'd.
Okay, so better watch what I say and maybe mm-hmm. not drink too much.
Yes, definitely hold off, although the mother seems to be enjoying herself.
And I assume you make a motion, and I look over, and she's sitting there right up against Charlie.
Well, I like go and announce him into the room.
Mm-hmm. And make sure not to drink too much. Yeah, what sort of hitman would get drunk?
Mr. Todd Hummer.
Dolores. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're Dolores as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Todd! She gets up and stumbles for, like, one step.
Hi,
and
Todd.
Then walks over to you.
Hey, Charlie.
And then, like, falls on you and gives you a kiss on the cheek. I'm so glad you could make it.
Yeah, I heard that you were making your yams, and I could not miss that.
Oh. Todd, I would like you to meet my friend Charlie.
Oh, yes, I know Charlie. I've known him.
Charlie? This is my ex-husband's cousin, Todd. The only redeemable thing on that side of the family.
Oh, thank you, Dolores. You're too kind. Oh, Charlie, I'm surprised to see you here. Does Mr. McDuffin know you're here?
Oh, he's outside.
You get hit with another balloon.
It's McMuffin in this house! You hear me, Nina?
Shit, what have I told you about throwing things in the house?
He said I had to throw the water ones, not the piss ones.
Was that a water one?
I'm not sure.
Well, make sure next time. It smells like piss in here. I'm sorry, Todd.
It's okay.
He throws another balloon in it.
That one was piss. I made sure.
Little bastard.
And then he runs away.
You're such a...
She walks over to the bar and grabs a cocktail napkin and hands it to you.
Oh, thank you. You raised an adorable son.
Oh, I know. He's such a little saint.
Yeah, I'm so glad.
I don't know what I would do without him. If anything happened to him, I would just die. Oh. And I mean that literally. I would literally die.
Like you'd kill yourself?
If anything happened to my son.
If your son dies, you'd kill yourself?
No! Like a broken heart. I just wouldn't be able to go on.
Well, that's not literal, then. Literal means, like, you will literally not be breathing.
Yes, I will die of a broken heart.
A heart happens. A heart's a muscle.
That's I've seen really it break. On TV.
That only works in episode 3, not even then.
Haven't you seen the Star Wars?
I'm Natalie Portman. Look, I don't even want to talk about that. It's too upsetting to even think about.
Yes, very upsetting.
Todd, let me get you a drink.
Yes,
what are you drinking? We are drinking bourbon.
Oh, well, bourbon is a great choice, but I'm going to stick with water for right now. I got to drive. I really can't stay too long.
You can have one with us.
Oh, no, it's okay.
I'm going to get you a bourbon.
Okay, you can get me a bourbon.
She walks over to the bar and sloppily pours something and hands it to you.
I just hold it, and I motion to drink it, but I don't.
Charlie, dear, do you want another one?
It smells like piss.
No.
I'm going to get you another one anyway.
Thank you, Mr.
Refills your glass.
I dump my glass into his. Sorry, Charlie. I gave him a slap on the back. You're taking one for the team, bro.
Now, we should be starting dinner soon with the last guest.
You got a little throw up on your
Yeah, well, when the last guests arrive, we'll be sitting down.
Who else is coming?
Oh, just a few of Chet's friends.
He has friends?
Of course he has friends. My son is famous. And then, once everyone arrives, the cocktail hour will end, and we're going to go out to the pool for one of Chet's performances.
I do love his performance.
He's an angel.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I just said something that hurt my throat. Anyway, he's going to dive into a pool full of glitter, and then he's going to come out shimmering like a cherub.
Oh, yes, he is a darling cherub. He's just darling.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go into the kitchen and make sure that dinner is coming along.
Okay.
And then I need to put my yams in the oven.
Oh, well, yes, you can't forget the yams.
And she stumbles away out of the room.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I keep drinking the bourbon, even though she's not... Does reflex play now?
It's chili pepper bourbon.
I assume that ended well for me.
Yeah.
I got okay. in, and things are set, and she was drunk, and Meyer drank my drink. Sorry,
bro. Yeah, it's all right.
All right. I think for my scene, I'm going to flash back to early in the morning when Jean comes in dressed as a repairman.
Repairman.
I'm repairman, man. It's bicycle repairman. It's a Monty Python, huh?
Yes. I knew that one.
And he's going to walk up to the door. Yeah, got a call from one of the caterers wanting us to make sure that the stove's working all right.
Shut up, needle dick.
Just so I don't have to play your other character, I'll be Joe the director.
Yeah, sure.
why don't you come on in, buddy? Don't mind the little scamp. He's
don't water balloon out of you.
I dodge out of the way.
And you look at him and like, that's one.
You just catch it. You just
that's one.
You butt pirate.
Mine's away.
I just set the balloon down.
You should run away crying.
Yeah. You don't take butt pirate, alright? Operator!
What's her name?
The Momager. He's a special one, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's quite the little handful, but, he...
I hope he drowns in the pool.
I'm secretly hoping he drowns tonight, so this will all end. Because my life is a non-stop hell. Love this.
I can only imagine.
You see this? This is the fourth pair of clothes I've had on today.
I'm wearing rain gear inside.
Yeah.
Look, company sent me over, wanted me to make sure the stove's working so that we don't run into any problems tonight once we start serving dinner and all that.
You doing your job makes my job easier, so come on back. I'll show you to the kitchen.
Thank you. So Jean goes in and... starts fiddling with everything.
Holy shit, this is a death trap.
Yeah. Damn, I don't even know how I need to do anything. He starts with, this knob here looks a little finicky. I'm just going to replace it.
What's his face? Joe is lighting up a joint. Where are you, Joe? I hope you excuse me. Oh, yeah. Been here since about 6 in the morning. It's been rough.
Ah, yeah. Could you maybe take that into the other room? If I come back smelling like that, my boss is going to have my ass.
Yeah, no problem. I'll just leave you to do whatever it is you need to do.
Thanks.
All right.
So, John pulls one of the knobs out and hooks up a weird tube thing and sets the oven so that when it reaches a certain temperature, it's going to fill with gas and explode. Or have fire come shoot. Or both. I don't know. It's going to kill something.
Something's going to happen with the oven when it gets to a certain
temperature. You have the...
I have the yam recipe, I have the yam recipe.
At some point during the recipe, you have to turn the... when you put the marshmallows on top, you have to turn up the broiler to melt them.
So so I have the oven set so when it goes from whatever, 350 degrees up to the broiler, that's when it's going to release the gas. So that way when you open the oven, just...
Boom. A huge fireball full of yams.
And we all know Dolores is the only one who is allowed to work on the yams.
She is the only one who can touch the yams.
It's her secret recipe.
All right. That should do it.
That's not so secret. She got it off the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's from allrecipes.com.
All right.
I'm sorry, allrecipes.ca. Okay.
Yeah, so that ended well for you.
Yeah.
You got in.
Got in, set our trap.
The bait is set.
All right. I'm going to establish my character pretty much rolls the barrel because he can't lift it into the backyard, unplugs it, and surreptitiously looks around, and then dumps, just knocks it over on its side, and you can hear gloom, gloom, as water just pours
into
the pool.
It's just loud as hell.
Water, yeah. And jellyfish.
And jellyfish. Tiny, tiny little jellyfish. It adds, 6 or 8 inches of water to the pool. It fills the pool pretty much.
It was a big
drum.
I don't think that would add 6 inches of water to the pool, though.
Well, how big is the pool?
I would assume
big enough that it wouldn't.
Yeah,
I was assuming it would be about 4 feet.
So
deep.
It adds a couple of. He has to dive into it.
Yeah,
it's probably a pretty big pool, bigger than I was thinking. All right, so
noticeable difference.
I figure it's a small shape, but it's just a kind of deep because he has to dive into it. But I figure since he's a kid, it's only 4 feet. So it's not that.
It's not a dive pool for kids, but also for people.
Well, yeah, but people wouldn't really like it. He mainly uses it for his
videos. It's not just for kids; it's also for people.
Yeah. Kids aren't people.
But I honestly, with all the glitter that's been in the pool, it's not usable at all. It's full of glitter. Carl looks down at the surface of the water, and you can't see the jellyfish at all. All you can see is the glitter. There's an inch of glitter on top of the water. And he rolls the the barrel back into the bushes, and then catches sight of the of your character, Alex, dressed as a waiter. Watching him.
I'm just standing at the window of the house, in one of the rooms, maybe the kitchen.
Yeah,
just staring out at him.
So he walks back into the house, just like he puts his hands in his pockets, all cocky because he just did his thing. He walks in.
Everything all right, sir?
Oh, everything's fine. Just enjoying the ambiance of the pool.
Mm-hmm. But what did you dump in there?
Oh, that would be a trade secret, my friend.
If you get in the way, you're gonna die.
Not likely. I caught this trick off of the black card killer himself.
Bullshit, you did.
Maybe you ought to do your research, because last year the black card killer took out an entire swimming pool full of hotel guests with this very same trick.
I would think so.
The black card killer didn't do that. That was the red sand murderer. The black card killer would never do something as ostentatious as fill a pool with fucking poisonous jellyfish.
His cocky smile kind of drops as you call him out on exactly what he just did. All right, well, I mean...
Oh, I was going to say, how did you know, but then...
I'm entirely
I think
assuming
so,
it would.
Yeah. At that, and because the pool's heated...
Well, yeah. They're used to a warm...
Yeah, maybe.
They're from Australia.
Yeah, no, I was saying the chlorine is obviously going to kill the jellyfish.
A lot of them.
I would say that it's still probably, the water is still too hot for jellyfish. Even in warm waters around Australia, it's probably not as hot as it's heated.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
I figure there's steam coming off of that pool.
Listen, the kid's
it's Canada in February, yeah. So there's got to be.
Kid's going to die. He's getting killed by the jellyfish.
Okay.
The glitter somehow magically gave it like a coating or something.
How about this? It agitates the jellyfish.
Okay.
Yeah. They get like super pissed.
Yeah.
The kids are too annoying not to get killed. He's got to die.
Yeah.
How did you? No. You know, I was a novice once myself. I know how to use Google.
Jean is like holding a knife at his side and squeezing the handle. I am 5 seconds from slitting your throat and dumping your body in a bush. Get out of my face.
Don't try anything, buddy. I'm a green belt.
Jean at that point just like thrust himself forward a little bit.
I see him like falling off the back stoop. He just backs up to go. And just,
No. How about this? You just sort of nod, and then you swoop your arm across, and then ha, you missed, and then my bow tie falls in half.
I didn't.
Excuse me, I have to go.
You do that.
There's just a little spot of blood on my neck, excuse me.
And that's when you get hit by a water balloon.
Gotcha, needle dick. Gotcha, needle dick.
Get butt pirate.
We're all getting hit with water balloons in the middle of February in Canada. Yeah, it's gotta be fucking freezing outside.
Covered in piss.
In piss.
Alright, so Meyer.
What do I wanna do? What do I want?
Could be the performance.
Performance?
Yeah.
Well, because reading from the jellyfish, there's usually about a half hour, but up to 2 hours. From when you get stung to when you get symptoms. So that's enough time for him to do the thing, get stung, go inside for dinner, and then die.
Yeah, plus he has to swim before he eats. He can't do it the other way, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
We all know.
No, because Dolores won't allow it.
Sure. That's what happens. Let's do it.
All right.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, gather round. Little Treasure Chet is about to perform.
My darling is going to perform for you all. Come outside with us, Charlie. Come and stand next to me.
Okay.
Dolores grabs you.
Wait a second. She needs to start playing some douchey song that Treasure Chet has picked. And he has to come down the stairs.
No, it's his song.
Yeah,
his song.
Oh, everyone gather around while Chet makes his entrance.
Okay.
In a golden bathrobe.
There's like a live orchestra there that plays him down the stairs.
It couldn't be an orchestra.
No. It's like there's a DJ.
Alright, a DJ.
Who plays one of his songs.
But he plays one of his songs remixed.
No. Chet would never let you.
That's true.
You can't ruin perfection, you needle dick.
So which Chet song plays when he comes down the stairs? I'm golden.
I'm golden. Because he's coming down in his golden death robe. And he's going to jump into a pool of gold and glitter.
Yeah. And blue.
And blue.
Yeah, and blue.
No, silver and blue. They got rid of all the gold.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or maybe they put it back after Charlie skipped it all out.
Yeah, they changed it to gold.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any freaking sense.
All right, so Charlie, get out all the silver.
Silver is the new gold.
Okay. So he comes down to his silver bathrobe. Dolores is applauding madly. She's the only one.
Singing, I'm golden.
She's singing along with it.
I'm golden.
Oh, I'm rubbing my temples.
Why do I do these things to myself?
I'm a golden boy. I look for treasure.
Are you ready, Chet, darling?
No. Wait, I need a
I need some more time. I need to prepare my voice, get some more vocal lessons.
Do you want another yoo-hoo for your vocal cords?
Yes, please.
Go get my boy a yoo-hoo for his vocal cords.
But I'm assuming... I'm assuming Jean has to...
Yes. Jean walks off to the fridge and comes back with a yoo-hoo, a box yoo-hoo with the straw in it.
Put it to my lips.
I figured he'd be like, I wanted to put the straw in.
Yeah, he just hit you. I wanted to put the straw in.
You have cooties. Get another one.
You take it out of his hand and throw it at him. Covered in you.
Get another one, slave.
Jean walks away and comes back with another yoo-hoo.
And get the straw, pop it in. Now put the box to my lips.
I figure as he goes, you squeeze really hard.
Yep. The guy put it to his lips. It'll just crush the box.
You who spills out of his nose starts bawling.
Momager!
What happened?
He squirted all of you on my face. It's ruined.
You get out of my house. You're really my boy.
You're fired. Fired, fired, fired. Get out of here, you needle dick.
I get it.
Get out of here, you butt pirate. Go for butt gold, you butt pirate.
Oh. Yeah, I did that.
Mr. Clean wannabe.
Jean just steps out of the house.
And no one likes you.
And he fires a few rounds into the air.
God damn that kid! No, he's going to wait. There's going to be a very satisfying explosion soon.
I want a new slave momager for my new yoo-hoo.
Todd, or Joe, dear, could you be a darling and get a yoo-hoo for Chet?
Yeah, sure thing. This is terrible. he's walking away. He walks into the kitchen, comes back. While he was in the kitchen, he lit up another joint. Here you go. Here you go, buddy. Here's your yoo-hoo.
Don't touch your straw. Put it in there. Now put the wet lips.
There you go.
Hold it steady.
All right.
The box has been empty for like the last three puffs.
Hit the last bit of it on it when you're done.
There's just the sucking air noise for like a solid 30 seconds.
And then he spits some of you on you.
Oh, that's great there, buddy.
All right, Chet Nolly. It's time for your performance all your fans.
I'm ready.
We're going to go live in 3, 2.
We've been live.
Back to the show.
All right, everyone, outside. Charlie, you come with me.
Okay.
And they go outside to the pool.
I go and take one of the blankets and use that as a coat instead of the coats, because they're all covered in piss.
Yeah.
All right, Chet, darling, sing your song for everyone.
I'm a golden boy. I'm a golden boy pirate. I go for gold and the treasures.
Momager is singing along, mouthing the words along.
I like the golden booty. I'm a golden boy with a golden booty.
When he says with a golden booty, he takes his robe off. And he's wearing a Speedo. No, a thong Speedo. And he says golden booty. He turns around and waving his ass at everyone.
You want my gold, my food. You want my gold booty. You want my gold booty. You want my gold booty.
Isn't he like in elementary school?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, okay.
I designed that.
Of course you did.
All the ladies want my gold booty. I'm the golden pirate. Golden pirate, my golden booty.
All right, and that is the big finish.
I'm a golden boy.
He leaps into the pool.
There's a belly flop. Yeah.
And glitter just
flops. Glitter flies up, and for a second, the water just settles back down, and everything is quiet.
And then he leaps up out of the water.
And he's all happy because he just did his whole performance. But he's covered head to toe in jellyfish and doesn't realize it. And in jellyfish and glitter.
Oh! Momager! Towel!
Of course, yeah, she's too drunk. And so she runs over with the towel and trips, falls into the pool.
I think he, like, stands on it. Like, you know how you, she holds it out? She's kind of put her foot on the front end of it and pulls herself down by stepping on the towel.
And she falls into the pool.
Charlie, come help me.
Get me a new towel.
Charlie, come help me out.
You can see, as she reaches for you, there are jellyfish. The poison jellyfish that you know are there on her hands, stinging her.
I look at Carl.
This is your part of the plan, dude.
Go help her, Charlie, and I push him out.
Hey, Momager, you should go for a swim some more.
No, I have to get a new towel for Chet. Help me out, Charlie.
She waves for you.
Okay. Go help her, Charlie, and I give him a little nudge.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, Charlie, help the Momager out! Help the Momager!
And of course, as soon as you reach out, she grabs you and pulls you into the pool.
No. She goes, headbutt!
What?
What's his face? Chet rams into Charlie.
But Chet's in the pool still.
No, he's out.
Oh, yeah, so you reach for the mom, and then Chet just pushes you.
Kick you in the back of the shin, the back of the knee.
I scream out of the pool. Oh, God. Is there any on me? Carl.
Is there any what on you?
Sparkles.
Glitter. He's allergic to glitter.
Oh, Charlie, I'm so sorry. Here, she stumbles out of the pool. My yams!
Oh, boy.
And Momager starts stumbling towards the house.
God.
So, okay. So, I'm going to say that we find a big ol' sucker, bigger than the rest, sort of on your shoulder, pulsing.
It looks like you got some snot on your shoulder.
We need to get him to a hospital.
Yeah. I think we gotta go. I don't want to get infected by the glitter.
Glitter,
breaking out.
Allergic.
Peeking out. Okay, Todd, have fun.
Yeah, have fun on the internet show.
Oh, the mom! No, she fell in the pool. Never mind.
Let's get out of here, man.
Let's go. Yeah. All right.
There's still a gun in the toilet.
With their fingerprints on it.
Oh, his fingerprints. Yeah. I didn't touch the thing.
Probably my character was stupid enough to not wipe it down.
Definitely.
And you also rolled the tank into the back and left the tank.
I did.
I would say I would say that's the end of my scene, but as you guys go to leave, Chris pulls into the driveway and blocks you.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. And we can go right into Chris's scene.
So, you're about to get into your... Yeah. No, you're in your car.
Don't worry, man. Don't worry. As long as we get you to the hospital, within 10 minutes, you'll be fine.
Okay, man, okay.
You shift right into reverse, and you move. You go about 5 feet, stuff. And...
Oh, God!
What?
What the hell is this?
Oh, no. We slow. Go forward. Get around his car, man.
I can't.
Taking about
15
minutes to get out of the car.
The Momager has one of those huge Ford SUVs that with a license plate that says Momager. It's impossible. My little Subaru is completely not going anywhere. Yep.
I would say Chris has like an old van.
Yeah, it's a big one too.
Yep.
Give me a pick.
Is it a free candy van?
Let me write my will. It's going to be short because I don't own much.
What are you doing here, Charlie?
We care for the thing you told us to, right? Listen, I need to go to the hospital, man.
You don't need to do shit unless I tell you.
All right, fine. Then why don't you go for a swim, then, you fat bastard.
What did you say?
I don't care anymore. I'm going to die in the next 10...
Look, you'll be fine. You'll be fine, all right?
He pulls out his giant desert eagle and puts it directly in your face. You're going to die a lot sooner.
Oh, my God.
You fucking apologize.
You don't got the... You don't...
Chris is going to die for the yams.
You know what? I don't care anymore. You're so fat, you couldn't even find the balls or shoot me.
You take that back.
No, I'm not going to take it back.
Good. Chris is leaning over me. I'm in the driver's seat. Can we please not do this with me in the middle?
Why don't you go for a swim, Shamu?
What?
Grab the gun.
What are you doing? That's mine.
It's mine now. Why don't you go for a swim, Shamu?
I don't swim.
No, you are.
I'm here for the yams.
Yeah, you're going for a swim first, because you have to go swimming before you eat.
You lackwit. You can't... You wouldn't shoot me, neither.
Shoot him in the shoulder.
I shoot him...
You go deaf in the car.
Yeah.
And I would say the Desert Eagle goes flying out of your hands.
Yeah, that thing's
fucking huge.
You have to recoil. You probably kick yourself
way back. It doesn't look very violent because he's so fat. He doesn't have far to fall because he's so fucking wide, but he falls and then he starts screaming like a little girl and kicking his feet.
Carl, is he dead?
What?
Is he dead?
What? I can't hear you.
Is he dead?
No, he's screaming.
Where's the gun?
You fucking dropped it?
I have no idea where the gun went.
I'm assuming
there's just a hole in the window, yeah. And the gun is somewhere else.
Was it the window? Well, yeah.
I'm going to say, does it have a sunroof? It could have just went right out.
The window is open, and you just threw it.
I feel like the recoil shot it out of his hand and threw the window.
Well, I'm saying if the window's down.
Yeah, it just went.
Because if they shatter the window, they would know it's outside. Yeah. The window's just down. It could be anywhere.
But it could be anywhere outside.
Check under the seat.
What?
A desert eagle is giant. You're going to see it if it's in the car. But if it went out the window and under a bush, through a door you can't open, you won't be able to get
it. Well, sure inside heard
because Carl's, heard the gunshot. Carl's car is filthy. I think Eric's car is filthy.
You could lose it in there.
Yeah. Right.
There's like empty wrappers and
McDonald's fast food bags and... Yeah.
I don't think you guys understand the size of a desert eagle.
It's funnier this way.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're stupid, so why the hell? Check under the seat!
What?
Under the seat!
Okay!
Under the seat?
I'm gonna check under the seat!
Alright!
Look who it is, Mom! Mom and Joe, look who's here! It's Fat Ass Needle Dick!
What?
My piss balloon!
Who said he could come here?
Oh!
This is totally inappropriate!
I got shot!
Someone call the police!
Yes,
that man is trespassing! I'm already on the phone.
At this point, kitchen timer starts going off from the other room, and Joe goes, "Mrs. Forrest, your yams,
my yams." She says aloud enough for Chris to hear.
The manager, the director should find the gun, and he's the one that goes on the rampage.
The Desert Eagle.
Yeah,
no, the gun in the bathroom.
Either one, it doesn't matter.
Right, yeah,
one or the other.
Oh, whatever. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
You stay out there until the police come. I won't have you ruining another meal in my house.
You bitch, I can't even get up.
Hello, police. Yeah, there is total pandemonium anarchy if you're not watching the YouTube Chet Treasure thing going on right now.
Should we end Chris's scene there?
Yeah, I think so.
You already got a bad die?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, also, Chet shit himself.
Yeah, I think...
Chester.
Chester shit himself.
I think Carl did as well.
All right. James?
Yeah, I guess my scene is just me talking to the cops about what's going on. Just walking outside, hearing the gunshot, and running outside.
Oh, what's the problem there, eh?
No, you should.
It went well then.
You should help him up.
No, that's not good.
Nope. Sorry, the cops.
Yeah, no, that's not good. He's murdering people.
He's not murdering people. We've been murdering people.
Yeah, exactly. We may have set things for it, but...
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of the evidence...
There's no trace of us.
You guys found a patsy, actually. That's a good ending.
But the dice aren't going to be good.
No, not for me.
It's not good for anyone, to be honest.
Yeah. So you hang up with the cops. I think you should help...
No, I have a better idea. James is going to get a black die.
No, good die. I gave it to him. You can't...
All right, okay. Well, was James establishing or resolving?
He said he was talking to the cops.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, pretty much, and I'm throwing these two under the bus. Well, yeah, Charlie and Carl with two Ks.
Yeah.
You're standing outside.
Yeah, I'm standing outside. I'm like, look, somebody's been shot. There's been crazy things happening, and I'm
from the front seat of Carl's Subaru. You hear, have you found it?
The what?
Have you found
the
Desert Eagle?
No, I haven't.
Apparently, someone's been shot with a Desert Eagle.
Oh, that's a big gun there, eh?
Yeah, and apparently they lost it.
Oh, that's hard to do.
Oh, you're telling me, sir. I trained people in Africa. Shit has Central Africa.
Oh. All right, well, we'll send a few boys right on over.
Yeah, like, it's total chaos here.
Canadian accent.
Thank you, eh? You boys, you just sit on tight there.
Oh, yeah, sir. I'll be here and I'll answer all your questions. I'm pretty sure they added something to the pool, too.
At that moment, you hear inside, my hams! And then a second later, and the kitchen just explodes. And a fireball shoots out of the window and all the glass in the house breaks.
Oh. And I think the stove just blew up.
Ooh, what was that?
Was that us?
I don't think so. Nothing was supposed to blow up.
And Dolores Forrest, I think, just blew up her house with her.
Meyer, at this point, the car has started to fill with the stench of poop.
What is that?
We're going to send the fire department over there, too.
Yeah, and,
try to get everyone outside, eh?
The smell!
Okay.
Oh!
Everyone's already outside.
I shit myself!
Why did you shit yourself?
Because he was holding a gun on you!
I took it from him, though!
Well, I shit myself before you took it from him!
I hope you're recording all this.
Oh, always!
Okay, good. And also, there's a YouTube performance going on.
Oh, yeah, we're watching it!
Yeah, so you got both ends of it.
I'm not feeling so good.
Most of the feeds actually just went dead there. Must have been that explosion.
Yeah, well, at least you're getting this part now.
And the director?
Listen, I'm not feeling so good.
That's right.
People start streaming out of the house, screaming and crying, cut and, like, covered in soot and chard.
I think as they start streaming out, this should be where the director's rampage takes place.
All right, so, all of the I'm gonna say
Alex's scene. This is a long James scene.
That's okay. I know what my scene is.
We still have Alex's scene to wrap up.
Yeah.
The director is holding the gun. He looks deranged.
They should stop him. He has skills to stop him. Though.
He does have the skills to stop him.
Why would I?
He should be a hero.
I don't have that. I just had the need to be on television, which I was.
Yeah.
Just so this makes a little bit of sense. The pot that he was smoking was laced with PCP.
Of course it was.
So he's just looking completely fucked up and out of his head. He's charred from head to foot. You know, he's got toilet paper trailing from his shoes.
Should we have Chet just survive, and he just runs out of the house screaming that his momager got blown up.
Momager! No, no, no.
He's throwing up because he got stung by the jellyfish.
Yeah. I don't feel good.
And then he throws up on the director. He throws
the, up on the director's shoes.
Yeah, all blood. Over the director. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, there's some blood mixed in there.
Don't worry there, buddy.
Needle dick. Get me that hospital.
I gotcha. And then he puts the gun up to Chet's head and blows his brains all over the room.
Well, they're outside.
That got dark.
He blows them all over. What?
This has been a dark game.
I know, that got dark. I would assume that he wasn't ready for the recoil, so he knocked himself out with the gun.
I figured it was like a little, like, oh no, he had to put it together.
Oh, he didn't.
It's the little gun.
Oh, it's the little gun.
Oh, okay. In the bathroom.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I figure it falls apart after.
It just goes. Oh no, no. Maybe he tries to shoot him, and the clip falls out and backfires on him.
He should.
The gun just explodes. He kills kills. But it
kills both of them.
But we don't have to say that. We don't have to say that they're dead yet. But they're both down and injured.
Yeah. The gun explodes.
The gun explodes.
Apparently there was another gun, and that just exploded too. There's explosions and guns going off here. Get here now.
Oh, we're on our way there, eh? All right.
The pool filter catches fire. It's jammed with confetti and
jammed with glitter and jellyfish. Yeah. All right, so for Jean's scene, I'm going to wrap up. Jean is standing down the block, just smoking a cigarette, as police and ambulances and fire trucks stream down the road. And he just stands there smoking and waits a few hours. And then when things start to die down, he waits for James's character to come out to the giant Lincoln Navigator. Well... That went better than expected.
That was insane. We should get more contracts like this. Oh, by the way, when the cops came up, I blamed it all on those two guys, Charlie and Carl.
Do you know he told me he took his inspiration from the Black Card Killer? Apparently he thought we were the ones with that jellyfish job in Madagascar.
Why? I hate that guy. I hope something really bad happens to him. Although there's a lot of YouTube of him getting peed on and... talking about shitting himself.
I'm okay with that, too. Want to go to Tim Hortons?
Yeah, let's go to Tim Hortons.
I just picture you, and just as a afterthought, Alex, you fish out your wallet, take out a black card, and toss it.
Yeah, as we drive by the house, just toss it out the window.
Right. And you had your gloves on the whole time, so it's...
Do you want to go to Tim Hortons?
Yep. All right. Somehow I got zero. That makes no fucking sense.
I got negative two.
I got...
Well, no, you have either white or black, too. You don't have negative.
Then I got black, too.
Three black.
I rolled six snake black. Eyes and two tubes.
I got one black.
All right. Well, I have zero.
So you're just...
The worst thing in the universe. This probably doesn't include death, since death would be way better than whatever this is. Be creative and don't settle for the first worst thing that comes to mind. There's something darker, more awful, and more wretched in there somewhere. All right. Anyone who had black one?
I did.
Horrible. You are probably dead. Other people, probably innocent people, are as well. There is no justice. There is no mercy. Everything is utterly, painfully screwed. And it is all of it, your fault. You had two black, James?
Yep.
Brutal. Wounds that will never heal, for starters. Stuff sawed off, blown off, or burned off on your way to grand, ignominious failure. Kiss whatever you care about goodbye. You may die, but you may not.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Blood.
All right. Harsh. Shit in a bag, harsh. A lifetime of medication, harsh. A big black cloud of hurt is going to rain all over you. The things you need to happen are not going to. Simple as that.
That kind of makes sense. That toxic toxic venom from the fucking jellyfish should have given you some sort of permanent medical condition.
And what did you have, Chris?
Six black.
You always have
Chris has the best. Pathetic. You'll suffer. Oh, dear God, will you suffer. And everyone will know of your malfeasance, your stupidity, your lack of common sense and decency. You're probably going to be locked up, too.
That makes sense for me. He probably got caught hiring them.
Maybe the end was when you... So you said, let's go to the place, and you start walking there, and then all of a sudden the cops come. you have a shootout with them.
No, that makes no sense, though.
Yeah, I don't think that. We should probably just cheat and say Alex and James got a good ending.
Yeah, I think you guys got away with that. And
we go to Tim Hortons.
We go to Tim Hortons for some
donuts. Which really isn't a great ending, honestly. I don't know what Tim Hortons is. I've never been to one.
Canadian Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, it's a donut. It's a donut shop.
Yeah, that's not a great ending.
It's just very Canadian. That's why I said it.
Okay.
I mean, I would think that the three of you all go to jail.
Yeah.
For you two for murder, and I would assume as soon as you get arrested, you rat out Chris.
Yeah,
pretty much.
And he tries to rat us out, but there's no link to us being there other than I was a guest and was filmed the whole time.
He also knows you guys.
Yeah, he does, but he could say he hired us and to do it, but there's no link showing that we did anything to try and kill them.
We never got any money, and James is on tape the whole night.
Yeah, I was on tape.
It
could have been me.
No one was a snitch?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't anyone the snitch?
I was not.
I wasn't.
I was
the
extra card. I was, but I snitched you guys out.
Oh.
Which is why I called the cops. Yeah.
All right.
James was the snitch.
That was good. That's a terrible thing to happen to Alex. He snitched up.
So that could have explained your bad ending if James had revealed and played that way. That James was a fed the whole time. He was...
A Mountie?
Yeah.
An undercover Mountie.
An undercover Mountie. We've done so many jobs together, and I finally had enough after this one.
Yeah.
This was just too much there, eh?
Which is funny, because my name is very American. Yeah.
But I like, do you want to go to Tim Horton? that was brilliant, Alex.
Thank you. I thought that was a good one.
That was fun. We got a little crazy with it at times, but...
I like
it. It worked, though.
It worked.
What fun is a fiasco if we don't get crazy?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. There has to be a little craziness, and I thought the jellyfish idea was fantastic.
It was fantastic.
All of the fucking phones in the fridge.
The phones in the fridge.
And why is the phone in the fridge?
That's the signal cool.
They can't track it if the signal's cool.
I was really, really hoping I would have the opportunity. I thought perhaps I should make my guy the supplier of the jellyfish. I just wanted to bring up at some point, my side job selling exotic jellyfish from Australia. But I never had the opportunity to bring it up, so I
didn't. Exotic Australian animals?
Yeah.
Alright, hope you all enjoyed that fiasco as much as we did.
That was the murderists.
We'll come up with a title for it later.
Yeah.
Toodaloo.
Bye.